Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Total Tape. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so excited to be here to help you with projects you want to get done around your house, your home, your castle, whatever you call home. Apartment or yurt, we don't care. Condo, you're all welcome because we love to talk home improvement. We love to talk decor. We love to solve those tricky, mysterious house problems that you may have faced as an owner or as a tenant. Whatever's on your to-do list, you can put it on our to-do list by reaching out. A couple of ways to do that. You can post your questions to us at moneypit.com or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and we'll call you back the next time we are in the studio. Coming up on today's show, the heating season is upon us, and chances are you're probably using the same heating system that was in your house when you bought it. But if that system is inefficient, you might be wondering whether a conversion to gas or oil would be worth it. We're going to sort out the return on investment in today's smart spending tip just ahead.
And if you've shopped for a house in what's been a pretty crazy market and you finally found your dream home, it can be such a huge relief that you can't wait to sign on that dotted line. But it's what you can't see that can cost you big bucks. We're going to ID top home buying hazards to watch out for.
And check this out. Research done by the North American Insulation Manufacturers Association has found that 90% of homes in America are wasting energy dollars due to a lack of adequate insulation. That's a stat that we actually were very well aware of for many years. We've always known that because of the changing codes that most homes in America just don't have enough insulation. So we're going to share where all that lost energy is going and how you can cut the waste and increase your comfort in just a bit.
But first, we want to help you with your home decor, your home improvement projects, and we'd like to give you some products that can help. So today, we've got a nice package of products from the original Super Glue Company, including Total Tape, which is as strong as a construction adhesive, but it's easy to use, just like a tape.
That package is worth $57, going out to one listener drawn at random. So call us right now with your home improvement questions or post them online, 1-888-MONEYPIT or moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Carrie on the line who's looking to add a bathroom, a second one. But where is the best spot? Carrie, what's going on?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage. And then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
Okay.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up or let gravity.
Yeah. How does gravity play into this is your question. Well, I would take a step back from that, and I would think, if it was me, I would think more about the real estate value of the house, and I would suggest that having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement. The basement is more of a nice-to-have thing, and if it's a big rec room, and if it's a big family area, and that's almost like, I hate to call it this, but it's almost like it's a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of the plumbing, it's not a problem. You know, we have the technology.
Up or down, we can make it happen.
We can make it happen. We can move that sewage whichever way it has to go. And obviously upstairs you have a traditional plumbing, but in the basement you would use something called a lift pump. And essentially is kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty, and it grinds up waste and then it pumps it up until it can catch the drain line out of the house, which is generally, you know, not too terribly high, but you know, we could do either way. But I think if it was me and Leslie, you tell me what you think, but I'm thinking having it upstairs, especially if it was potentially, if it was or could potentially be like the master bedroom, that would be like an essential part of the suite, you know?
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we've been looking to move and I really want my own bathroom in the bedroom. And, you know, when that's not an option and then they're like, oh, look, here's this beautiful bathroom in the basement. And you're like, well, that's awesome, but I don't want to go all the way to the basement. I want my own. I want to go right here. So, I mean, truly, if that's going to be like your main hangout space, not your only option, then do it there. But for value of the home and resale value, that second floor is really going to work because everybody's living there. You're going to argue over who gets to shower first. I mean, all the things that happen that you have not yet encountered are going to happen, so avoid them by having that second bath there.
Perfect advice. I didn't think about any of that stuff. I really appreciate that. That makes absolute perfect sense.
Glad we're able to help you out, and good luck with the project, and call us back if you have more questions anytime.
We appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care, Carrie.
Heading to Kevin in Ohio, although he's driving, so he could be anywhere. Kevin's dealing with some ants. What's going on?
I've got these ants all over the place, and I put the shake ant killer bait around the foundation of the house 2 times a year. I've got all these different ant bait traps and stuff inside the house. And these damn ants are everywhere. I don't know what to do. I can't get rid of them.
Kevin, when the ants get that bad, it's time to call a pro. Seriously, look, there's a lot of different types of sort of home remedies that you can use, like cayenne pepper that you could sprinkle around. There's borax you can sprinkle around. There's different types of spices and oils that you can put down, peppermint, that sort of stuff. And you know what? If I had a small ant problem, I might go with that. But I've seen what these ants can do, and once they get started, they're not going to stop. So I would have a pro come in. If you have a pro come in, they're using safe pesticides that you can't buy for a good reason, because they know how to handle them, they know where to put them, they know how much to put, and you will be so pleased as a result. I think this is a problem that, when it gets this severe, it is time to turn to the experts.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Well, it is the first official weekend of fall. So what are you guys working on? Are all the leaves fallen? Are you taking on a painting project? Or perhaps you're going pumpkin picking? Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand, even with those jack-o'-lanterns. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, are you dealing with an old and inefficient heating system, and have you wondered if now is the time to update it for the winter season ahead? We're going to walk you through the options in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier.
That's for sure. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects.
Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it is the first official weekend of fall, so welcome to the fall season. Welcome to the Goldilocks season. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. Lots of stuff you can get done. And if you need a little help, you can get it right here by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Pick up the phone and give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. And, hey, maybe you will get your hands on some great prizes. We're giving away this hour a set of 9 products from the original Super Glue Company, and one of them is Total Tape. Now, Total Tape is a double-sided construction adhesive tape, and it's mesh reinforced. It is as strong as construction adhesive, but it's easy to use just like tape. It's available on Amazon or in your local hardware store. You can learn more at supergluecorp.com/totaltape. It's a prize pack worth $57, and it's going out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
Make that you. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Rochelle on the line who's got a question about gutters. What's going on?
I need to have work done on my fascia board and replaced 1x6 wrap with the facial material, remove the old gutter, and put the new gutter on. The contractor is charging me, wants to charge me $1,300, and that would include the parts and the labor. I really would appreciate getting your opinion.
So, Rochelle, it's really hard to say if that's the right price because it's not just the price we need. It's the length. It's the complexity. Are we talking about a ranch here? Are we talking about a two-story roof? You know, the more difficult the job, the harder it is to do. In terms of range, you're talking about removing and replacing fascia and replacing the gutter. So, you know, it's a chunk of work. I mean, $1,300 to me doesn't sound terrible for the job.
Unless again, it's like really, 10 feet.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's like 10 feet, like one little piece. But I mean, a good source of this is something that's called the true cost report or the true cost guide. And it's done by the Home Advisor Company, which is now powered by Angie. But if you search, cost to replace fascia or cost to add gutters and just type true cost guide, with that, you'll find the guide, and it's a really detailed analysis of the cost and how it changes. But basically, if you were doing this with, say, aluminum, let's say you're putting wood and then aluminum on top, aluminum gutters over that, you know, the price on that is probably between $10 and $20 a foot. And that doesn't include the gutter, which will add another few dollars a foot. So my gut says it's probably not a bad price, but again, I can't tell you unless I know more about the details of the project.
Well, chances are you're living with the heating system that was in your house when you bought it. And if that system is inefficient, like for, say, example, electric heat, you might be wondering whether a conversion to gas or oil is going to be worth it. We're going to share tips to help you determine if the return on investment makes sense in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, now the fuel that you use to heat your home is something that most of us pretty much feel stuck with, right? Because our heating systems work for the most part on a single fuel, like electric or oil or gas or propane. But as systems become more efficient, it could, maybe, possibly make sense to make the change. But there's a few things you need to know before you do that.
That's right. So first, every fuel has advantages and disadvantages. For example, natural gas is going to be the cleanest of all the fossil fuels, and it's going to cost less than most. But the conversion to natural gas from an electric home is going to be expensive. Now, propane could be a convenient alternative when natural gas isn't available where you live. However, it's way more expensive, and it's potentially dangerous if it's not handled well. Now, oil, it's super convenient if you already have it, but the price of the oil fuel is going to fluctuate wildly, and storing it on site can lead to very costly leaks. So, Tom, let's just say you've got electric heating in the house. It's the most expensive of all forms of the heat. How do you go about figuring out if it's cost-effective to make that switch to natural gas?
Well, the first thing that I would do is to start with a heating and cooling load analysis. This is basically a calculation that an HVAC pro can do that will help confirm exactly what size system you'll need to install. Because very frequently, folks have actually bigger boilers or bigger furnaces in their homes than they actually need. And what that means is you're going to overheat the home. You're going to cycle too quickly with the thermostat. It'll go on and off, and it wastes a lot of energy. So you want to make sure you have the right size based on the way your home is built. Next, you need to note the efficiency numbers of both the existing and any new systems you're considering. This way, you can provide sort of an apples-to-apples comparison between the systems. And then you just do a sort of a cost analysis, a comparative cost analysis. Now, if you're in an area that's got lower-priced natural gas and, like, sky-high electric rates, you know, a new, more efficient heat pump may not pay for itself very quickly. So you need to figure these kinds of things out. You got to factor in the local energy rates. You got to think about the peak and the off-peak electrical rates, because a lot of areas today will charge different rates based on the usage. And then you'll be able to calculate your potential savings and your payback. So it's not simple, but it's important to do so that you know that you're actually going to have a new system that's efficient, more comfortable, and can pay you back.
Yeah, and I think no matter what, you need to make sure that you take the opportunity to step up your insulation, fix any drafts, big or small, and any other obvious improvements that are going to help your house be more airtight. So, Tom, you had to do some of this, but it was kind of an unexpected afterthought, right?
Yeah, I just wasn't thinking about it. I changed out my old boiler, which had a lot of wasted heat. You know, the boiler jacket got a little, got very warm. The basement always got warm around it. And what that heat was doing from the boiler is it was heating the underside of the floor, of the first floor of our house. And when we put a new system that had, like, you know, 99% efficient system, there was no heat loss. So all of a sudden now, in the winter, we had a cold floor. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I better add some insulation to that. And that's what I did, and it fixed it. But, you know, you don't always think about that sort of thing when you get used to the inefficiencies that you live with.
Yeah, I mean, it really is true. And all of a sudden, you'll notice it, and then it's, you know, not such a difficult fix. Well, that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Now we're going to take a call from Ed in Arkansas, who's got a question about a fireplace and the fuel choice. What's going on, Ed?
My question's rather unorthodox. In parts of the country where there's lignite coal, which is, this is one of them, is it safe? And I think it's kind of quietly practiced and people don't talk about it much. They, maybe in their fireplace, say like even a prefab built-in fireplace or sometimes in wood stoves, people use lignite coal in a supplement fashion. And my question is that safe?
So, and that's a really interesting question. And I have to say, I've never received that question before, but I do know the answer. And the answer is no, you should not be burning coal in a fireplace. I do know that coal fireplaces are actually built quite different than wood-burning fireplaces. They're usually, you saw them a lot in sort of Victorian age houses, and they're very tall and they're very narrow because you don't need that much coal to generate a lot of heat. The problem is that if you try to burn it in a regular fireplace, the draft is not set up correctly. Coal burns much, much hotter than wood. So it is potentially a dangerous practice, and you absolutely positively cannot use it in a fireplace that has an insert, and certainly not one that's prefab, because it is so not recommended for that you would be creating a major fire hazard. So while I can understand that the material is available, unless you specifically have a coal burning fireplace, you should not use it in anything else that you use to burn wood in. Fireplace, wood stove, the like. Don't do it. Stick with the wood. Stick with the fuel that it's designed for. It's a lot safer.
Kumar in Delaware, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a brand new home, just 3 months old, and I see a crack from outside in the foundation. And when it rains, I'm seeing in the basement some water leaking also.
Is this two separate problems, Kumar, or is this the same? Is the leaking coming through the crack?
It's yes. Looks like it's from, because just below that only I can see the water in the basement.
And what kind of foundation is it? Poured concrete? Concrete block? What?
It's a concrete.
Poured concrete? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So cracks are not unusual in new foundations. There's a lot of settlement that goes on in the first few years of a home. And very often cracks will form. And so I wouldn't be too worried about the fact that you had a crack. I would seal it. I would use a concrete caulk. In other words, caulk that's specifically designed for concrete. Quikrete makes a number of these products. It's going to adhere well and keep the water out. Now, you could do this inside or outside. I'd probably do both sides of the crack. And you could choose a clear or a color that matches the concrete so it won't be too obvious. But I would simply seal that up. When you get water that comes through a crack after a rainfall, it's a very simple fix. And just as it is, if you have water that comes in other places in the basement, it's really an issue of managing the water. But in your case, if you've got a crack that's open like that, I would simply seal it. I don't think that crack is surprising or indicative of a major structural problem in and of itself. If it got worse, then it could be an issue. But if it's just a small crack for right now in the wall, usually it's something that's caused by concrete shrinkage. And it's not likely to repeat itself.
Even though if it requires some work to fix it, do you think that because of that, the property value will go down when, let's say,
As long as it's what I think is a normal crack and it's not a serious foundation problem, I think it'll have no effect on it. You would like to have it inspected by a structural engineer and certified that, you know, that it's within normal tolerances, or it's not going to get any worse, or, you know, whatever. But, I mean, you want it certified by an independent structural engineer. They kind of have to live by the report that they provide you. Okay, they're not going to just, you know, try to, you know, assuage the homeowner. They're going to make sure that they document the condition. And if there's anything that has to be done, they'll let you know, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for the
All right. Good luck, Omar.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle projects big and small at Angie.com. Hey, are you ready to buy a house, guys? Well, then you better be ready to watch out for the most common home buying hazards. We're going to share our top five when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
The Stillwater Powwow has returned both to the public and to tribal land, October 1st through the 3rd, at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. See the return of beautiful dancers, the fill of powerful drummers, and celebrate our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 1st through the 3rd, at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. For information, call 530-242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by Chicken Ranch Rancheria, the Potter family, and this station.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Better to put stain on or to paint over it again?
Yeah, I'm thinking to put stain on. I think it's all wood. It looks like a really nice piece of furniture. But it also has framed drawers. Like, I don't know, I guess that's what it's called. It has the wood around the drawers. And I'm thinking that's going to make it really hard.
So it's like a glass front door with like a wood frame?
Well, it's not glass. It's all wood, but like, wood has a wood frame around it.
All right, it shouldn't be a problem. What you have to do is if there's any doors or drawer fronts or things, you want to either pull out the drawers or just take off the drawer fronts. You really want to make it easy to work on things, so you need a lot of flat surfaces. So with the doors, with the framework, try to take them off if you can. Leave the hinges either on the door back or in the dresser itself. And then get everything on a flat surface. And you need to find a good paint remover, a stripper product. I've used Rock Miracle before. I like it because it's got a really thick consistency and you kind of like, you know, slather it on there and you can actually see where it is rather than brushing something on and making, you know, wondering if you've covered all spots. And then you really want to follow the directions. So you have to let it sit on there as long as they tell you to. And then you want to use a paint scraper to gently sort of scrape the paint off the surface because you don't want to gouge anything into it because that will show up when you start working on it in the future. And you could have to do it a couple of times. Now, depending on the type of wood that's underneath that white paint, you might not be able to get all of the paint off. So you really have to kind of experiment with it and see how well it is removable. And then once you've done that a couple of times, you're going to wipe it down. Then you might still have to sand it in a couple of places with a very fine sandpaper to make sure that you get all the last bits of the paint off. Then you want to wipe it down with a tack cloth and then prep it for staining. So that's when you really want to make sure that you've got it perfectly beautiful and clean and ready to go before you put the stain on, because once you start to put the stain on, everything's going to show.
Okay, now what was the name of that product again?
I like one called Rock Miracle. It comes in, you know, what almost looks like a turpentine can, but there are all different kinds. So, you know, you might want to pop into your local home improvement center, ask them which one they like to work with, because you might not be able to find Rock Miracle at your place. But, you know, definitely feel it out and, you know, ask somebody at your local home center what they recommend. But that's the one I like. I've used it a lot of times.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Good luck with it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, 888-666-3974. Well, if you've shopped for a house in what's been a pretty crazy market and you finally found your dream home, it can be a big relief. So much so you can't wait to sign on that dotted line. But it's what you can't see that could really cost you the big bucks. You know, home inspectors cover these kinds of hazards every day, so we thought we should pull together a list of the biggest home buying issues that you need to be aware of when you're buying a house.
Yeah, let's start with termites. You know, they might not be active now, but if you wait until springtime comes, you're going to find thousands of these hungry flying chainsaws all over your house. I mean, that's really what they do. They love to eat all the wood around the house. Now, if you find any evidence of termites, even if they're not active right now, your house does need to be treated.
Now, if you're buying a home with a basement or crawl space, poor drainage can lead to a host of expensive problems like wood rot and damp or wet basements and even perennially wet crawl spaces, which can cause major mold growth. Now, they're usually very easy to fix, but if it's something that's been left unchecked for a long time, you could have a host of structural issues that may have already developed. So that's an important thing for your inspector to check for.
Yeah, and if you've got a lot of moisture issues, you know, toxic mold can start growing and really take hold of the space. So when moisture collects, mold is going to grow, and that's a threat to human health as well as your home structure. So when buying a home with mold problems, it can be a very costly problem to correct. So if mold is only found in a limited area around the house, it's probably pretty easy to clean up and get rid of. But when you find it all over, it can be very difficult to deal with, and it could cost a lot of money.
Now let's talk about the roof. If we asked you what the most important structural element in a home was, you'd probably say the foundation. I mean, most people do. But in my view, it's the roof, because once it fails, the building can literally start to deteriorate from that point down. So you want to make sure you have a really good idea of how old that roof is and how much remaining life is left in it. And that's something a really good inspector can tell you. If your inspector doesn't want to guess at that or can't tell you, you know, you're probably not dealing with the right person, because it's something we used to do every single day. Now, that doesn't mean, by the way, it won't leak, but at least it gives you an idea when you need to budget for replacement.
All right. I know it seems like these inspection reports can be just full of bad news, but they're not. You're also going to get everything that's right with that house, so you've got to be ready to kind of weigh the pros and the cons, and then you can even negotiate for a correction of larger issues if it makes sense for the sale price and the overall investment. And that's why a home inspection is a truly critical step when you're buying a home. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help with all your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Well, we all know that heat rises, but you know what else rises? The cost of all of that wasted heat. We're going to share the least expensive way that you can cut costs and increase your comfort when the Money Pit returns.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com. Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online in this, the first weekend of fall. I'm so excited, Leslie. It's fall fix-up season once
again.
It's
really the best time of year.
It really is. That's why we call it the Goldilocks season. It's just right. So pick up the phone and give us a call with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, guys, are you ready to freshen up your home for fall, but maybe you need a little cash and some advice to get it done? Well, we've got both. Now through October 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway.
Enter now, and you can enter, in fact, once a day at BobVila.com, and you'll get a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards, so you'll be ready for your next fall fix-up project. So enter now at BobVila.com.
Joe in Delaware is on the line with a question about a metal roof. What can we do for you?
I'm looking for a roof that has standing seam, and it's about maybe 24 or 30 inches wide. But I want a good roof now. Do they make them in different grades of metal? Like, do they have like a 20-year or 50-year roof?
Well, if you're talking about a metal roof, I mean, that's going to be more like a 50- to 100-year roof that when it's done right. There's a really good website that will educate you thoroughly about metal roofing, and it's done by a manufacturer's association. It's called the Metal Roofing Alliance. It's simply metalroofing.com. And they've got a great section about metal roofing 101 and all of the basics and all the options for you to consider when it comes to metal roofing. But I tell you, it's never been better because, first of all, metal roofing has always been great because if you ever see an old building with a metal roof that's been properly maintained, it's still probably in good structural shape because they just don't wear out. But today, the metal roofing is not only made better, it's coated with low-E paint so that when the sun beats down on it, it can reflect a lot of the heat off of the roof, and that lowers your cooling cost too. So I would definitely consider it. It's an investment grade roof in the sense that you're going to have to do it once and do it right, and you're not going to have to do it again for 100 years, you know. So, you know, it lasts forever. It's fire resistant, so I would definitely consider it.
I mean, they look really good too.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, fall is the season when many of us start to think about home improvements to increase comfort and reduce those energy bills, especially as these colder temperatures are starting to get here. But did you know that 90% of American homes are under-insulated? That means you're wasting energy, you're wasting money, and you're making yourself not very comfortable in your home. So running to that thermostat every time you feel a chill really is not the way to solve the problem.
Well, that's right. But adding more insulation, though, is a lot easier than you might think. Now, there are two ways to do this. One is to use blown-in fiberglass insulation. Now, you can purchase blown-in insulation and rent an Atacat bowling machine. It's a machine that Owens Corning makes, and you basically dump the insulation into it, and then it blows out the other end, and you can take it up in the attic and fill up all of that under-insulated space with blown-in insulation. Or you can lay insulating batts or rolls over the existing insulation, which is the easiest way to add more insulation to your house. Now, if you're concerned that adding more fiberglass insulation is a potentially itchy and uncomfortable job, well, it's just not. Look for the new Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. This stuff is softer than ever. It's easy to cut, and it creates less dust. It's more like cotton. than the way you're used to insulation feeling.
Now, adding insulation really is a fast and cost-effective way that you can reduce heating costs, you can cut your waste, and improve your home's energy efficiency and your comfort level. The new pink next-gen fiberglass, I mean, it's not like the insulation we all knew growing up. It's not itchy. It's super soft and fluffy, more like cotton. And the R13 value only costs about 50 cents per square foot.
Check this stuff out. To learn more about the new Pink Next Gen fiberglass insulation, go to pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Natalie in Wisconsin's on the line and is having some issues with old windows. Tell us about the problem.
Hi. I have vinyl windows, which served us very well, but now that they're older and I want to raise them up, 5 or 6 inches, they won't stay there, so I have to brace them up or else they'll fall down and they are quite heavy. Do you have any recommendations?
So the window jams have springs in them, and the springs have obviously broken down. And the problem with vinyl windows is that unless it's a name brand that where you can easily find parts, is that it's really almost impossible to get those fixed.
Okay.
And so I'm not going to have a really good solution for you here, Natalie. If it was an old wood window, we could talk about ways to deal with that. Because it's a vinyl window, it's already an upgraded window. And if the internal parts are breaking down, it's difficult to find repair parts for that.
Okay, yes, I have been trying, and I didn't have any luck so far.
Well, I mean, I would search online for the manufacturer and see if there are repair parts available, but short of that, it might be time to start thinking about new windows.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Up next, one of our listeners just bought an old house and needs us to settle a little spousal spat about what to fix first. I love it when we sort of have to jump in the mix and, you know, settle things for a couple. We're going to help those guys patch things up when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people
people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your fall fix-up projects. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, are you guys ready to freshen up your home for fall, but maybe you need a little cash and some advice to get it done? Well, we've got both, because now through October 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway. You can enter now at BobVila.com, and you can get a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards to help you with your next fall fix-up project.
Reach out anytime at MoneyPit.com. You can post your question there, just like Jacob did. Now, Jacob says, I live in Arkansas, and we just had some pretty bad and heavy storms for close to a week straight. Around my house, some of the soil has washed out in areas, and I realize I need to fix my drainage, but can I just add regular topsoil to those spots where it's missing?
So when you're improving your drainage around your house and the grade and the angle of the soil around the house, because that's what we're talking about here, Jacob, you never want to use topsoil for that because it's too organic. So it tends to hold water. It's great when you want to plant something like a new lawn. But in terms of a drainage improvement, no, you don't use topsoil. The good news is you use something far less expensive than topsoil that's simply called fill dirt, clean fill dirt, which means it has no, you know, glass or junk in it. And you order fill dirt, you fill it up with those. Now, if it's only a little bit, you can buy this kind of soil in the bag at a home center. But if it's a little more than that, you can have a truck deliver some to your driveway. That's usually what I do because I don't want to have it on my lawn and ruin it. And so I'll have it delivered, and then I'll just shovel it into a wheelbarrow and drop it where it needs to go. But the fill dirt is what you want to pack in there, establish a slope with that, and then on top of it, you can spread some topsoil or stone or whatever else you want to do to control erosion and make the place look nice. But you want to build it up with fill dirt when you're trying to fix a drainage situation like that where you've got some washed out areas.
All right, next up, here we've got Ronnie. Now, Ronnie just bought an old house and doesn't know where to start, the roof and the gutters or inside. Now, he says, I would like to start with the roof and eliminate some water intrusion. My wife and I cannot agree. The house is about 110 years old and does need a lot of work, so where do we start?
I think you know my answer, but what's your answer? We want to make sure that we're giving a fair assessment here, Les.
I mean, if we're only talking about the gutters or, like, decorative stuff, are we talking about structural things inside? If you fix the roof, is, you know, the house going to fall down because you don't have, you know, strong supports? Like, it's interesting to see, but I would always start with the roof or anything in the envelope to protect the inside.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You've got to deal with the leaks first because anything you do inside is just going to get ruined. And even if it's in that same room, you're going to start to let that water in, and you're going to get some very quick deterioration. So the right approach is to fix the roof first. The gutters, yeah, I mean, since you're having a roof over there, I would do it at the same time. Gutters are there. It's nice that, you know, you have to fix the gutters, but it's not like a critical thing. But the roof definitely is. So get that roof zipped up so you get rid of those leaks. Since the roofers are there, have them do the gutters. And then once it's tight to the water, then you can do whatever you want inside. But you want to take care of the outside structure first. If you don't take care of that roof, then bad things will follow. So do that first. And make sure that when you do fix up those gutters, that they extend the drains well away from the foundation, because that will stop the problem that you're talking about with the little bit of moisture getting into the basement.
Yeah, definitely. And check those gutters for tennis balls, especially if you've got boy children, just speaking from experience.
Yeah. You recently learned that lesson again.
Yes, again.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of the first weekend of fall with us. We are so glad you're here. We hope that we've picked up an idea or two or a tip to help make your home more comfortable, get a project done easier, get some direction on what to do first, second, whether you can do a job yourself or hire a pro. If that's the kind of question that you have, maybe you couldn't get through today, remember, you can reach us 24-7 by posting your questions to MoneyPit.com, or you can always call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Amtrak train has derailed in Montana late this afternoon. At least three people are dead. There are known to be multiple injuries. Five cars leaving the tracks. Train carried 147 passengers and 13 crew members. Run had originated in Seattle on the way to Chicago. At a rally in Georgia, former President Donald Trump says the Democrats are tearing apart our country.
In just 8 months, Joe Biden and the radical Democrats are well on their way to turning America into a third world nation. That's what's happening.
Mr. Trump's comments courtesy of C-SPAN. Also at townhall.com, as Election Day nears, the pressure is on to see which direction Germany will go following 16 years under Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Merkel's party is scrambling to beat its centre-left rivals, as recent polls suggest a tight race to the finish. Merkel's centre union bloc is expected to trail slightly behind the Social Democrats, with the Green Party eyeing at least a share of the power. About 60.4 million people are eligible to go to the polls and elect the new parliament, who will in turn elect a head of government. I'm Karen Chamas.
Forecasters keeping an eye on Sam, now a Category 3 hurricane in the Atlantic, and likely to strengthen even more for the rest of the weekend. National Hurricane Center says Sam has maximum sustained winds now of 120 miles per hour. Firefighters hoping improving weather conditions will help them as they battle that wildfire in Northern California. Some 100 structures have been burned, and authorities say a 30-year-old woman has been charged with arson. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Ransomware attack recently forcing a cooperative of Iowa corn and soy farmers to take their computer systems offline.
A person close to the new cooperative says it created workarounds to receive grain and distribute feed. The cooperative said in a statement that the attack was successfully contained and that it notified law enforcement. The attack hit just as Iowa's corn and soy harvesting was getting underway.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Technology leaders say hiring good people today who are capable of fending off a constant stream of cyber attacks is a great challenge and concern. Experts say there's a severe shortage of pros and not enough financial firepower to compete with specialized cybersecurity firms as well as other global companies. And they say it's not getting any better. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. New York's new governor preparing for a potential shortage of healthcare workers.
Democrat Kathy Hochul says she is prepared to call in medically trained National Guard members and retirees, if need be, to staff hospitals and other healthcare facilities in New York State. The staff shortages could occur because of a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers that takes effect on Monday. Many healthcare workers have still not gotten a required first shot of a COVID-19 vaccine days before the deadline. That leaves the prospect of potentially thousands of healthcare workers being forced off the job. Rich Thomason reporting.
Recapping the top story, Amtrak train today derailing in Montana. At least three people have been killed, multiple injuries. Officials now tell us the train had originated in Seattle and was on its way to Chicago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning,
the Angie app,
LL Flooring,
Bank of America,
and Total Tape.
Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you look around your house, is there a project you would like to get done? Because we would like to help. It is the fall fix-up season. It's the time of the year when we can do projects inside or out with confidence, with comfort, and we can set ourselves up for the long winter ahead, which, of course, we're going to probably have, you know, quarantine part two to some extent. We're going to be stuck inside with that home office thing, trying to deal with, you know, trying to look professional as the kids, like, make faces behind you while you're on Zoom calls. You know how it goes. It's been an interesting couple of years. But listen, we're here to help you with whatever projects on that list you want to get done, make the place more comfortable for everybody. So you can help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, here's something that is quite annoying. When you have to wait for your shower to heat up, have you ever jumped into the shower?
It's too early.
Turn on the hot water, all full hot. Well, it seems like forever. It's probably 60 seconds, but it seems like forever. You're waiting for the hot water to arrive. hot water seems to have its own timetable. It's never there when you want it. You got to wait for it, right? Well, there is a solution. It's called a recirculating pump. We're going to tell you how these things work and how you can install one in your own house. And it's actually a lot less complicated than you might think.
And also ahead, adding insulation to your home has long been one of the most cost-effective and smartest energy-saving improvements that you can make. But fiberglass is often thought to be itchy and kind of difficult to work with. But there is a new generation of fiberglass insulation that's easy to handle. It's as soft as cotton, and that's going to make this project far simpler to get done.
We'll tell you what you need to know. And if your home has a sprinkler system for your lawn, it will soon be time for that system to be winterized. Now, you don't want to see what happens when it's not done right. Trust me, it happened to me once. It was a big mess. So we're going to explain what needs to happen to avoid that kind of frozen mess just ahead.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. And we'd also like to give you some products that can help you do just that. We've got a nice package of products from the original Superglue company, including Total Tape, which is strong as a construction adhesive, but it's as easy to use as a tape.
Yeah, this stuff can hold 300 pounds, one roll. It's amazing. The package is worth $57, going out to one listener drawn at random. So call us right now. Get in on the conversation. Maybe you can win some stuff to help you with some projects. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to West Virginia, where we've got Randall on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Nothing a whole lot. I just got flooded about 5 months ago, but I'm dealing with that.
Terrible.
So, you know, the house was kind of tore up. So my question was, I've lived in this house for 24 years, roughly. But the basement has never been vented, and I've never really had a problem with it. So should I vent it now?
Now, when you say basement, are you talking about a full basement, or are you talking about a crawl space?
This is a full basement, but it's like half underground, half above ground.
Yeah. Well, you don't vent a space like that. You only put vents in a crawl space, not in a basement.
I mean, it does feel a little damp occasionally.
Okay. So let's talk about that, because that's the heart of the matter. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you know, you mentioned flooding, and if that happened during heavy rain and you got more humidity, more dampness, or any kind of leak in that space when that happened, that has everything to do with the drainage around your house, starting with the gutters. If they're not clean, if they're not extended, those downspouts have to be way out away from the foundation, not the 2 feet that most people have, but I'm talking about 6, 7, 8 feet, so that the water moves away from the foundation. Keeping that water away as much as possible will definitely have an impact on drying out that basement space. But if you want to dehumidify it further, what you could do is install a dehumidifier in that space. Now, there are the sort of the portable kind where you have like a tray that fills up with water. You don't want that. There are more professional versions, more heavy-duty versions, where they can be suspended from the ceiling and they pull the moisture out based on the humidistat, and then they automatically pump the water outside. And that's what I have in my basement to help me with some of the humidity issues that we have, even though my drainage outside is perfect. It's just a very sandy, damp kind of a soil, and I got a really old house, so the moisture does make itself known in that basement space. So I have a good solid humidifier hung from the ceiling that does a good job keeping it drier. But you don't have to put vents in it. That's not going to help you here. What you want to do is make sure the drainage is right and then dehumidify what's left.
Okay. I mean, it just seemed a little damp down there. There was never any standing water or anything.
Yep.
It just seemed damp when you go down there.
I hear you. But putting a vent in is not going to change anything.
That's not going to change. Okay, then I won't bother with it.
All right.
It
well, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Heading to the beautiful Florida Keys, where we've got Lillian on the line, and you're dealing with some worms in the patio. What's going on?
I'm calling in reference to some worms that we keep getting into our screened-in patio that we seem to have here in the Florida Keys, and I'm not sure what to do about them. I've tried different sprays to try to keep them out, and nothing is working.
Leslie, I don't think this is just a Florida problem. I've seen this in my own garage here in the Northeast. Have you ever seen the worms come up after heavy rain and get into your patio or your sidewalks, your driveway, that kind of place?
Oh, for sure. My goodness. They just seem to find their way out of the soil, I think, just because it gets so wet.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. That's why they do it, because worms actually breathe through their skin. So when you have a heavy rain, they need to get oxygen. They do that by coming up out of the lawn, out of the dirt, and very often will crawl right up on the patio, which is kind of like committing worm suicide, because then they get baked by the sun or stepped on by us or by pets. But the thing is, worms are really beneficial in the soil. So I think it's just something you have to learn to live with. I wouldn't try to do anything to stop worms from enjoying all the soil. It's unfortunate that they have this behavior where they come up into the patios, into the garages, and the sidewalks. But for everyone that comes up, I'm sure there are many, many more that are in the soil, helping it become rich and organic and supporting our lawns and our gardens in the process.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy first weekend of autumn, you guys. What are you working on? Is it an outside project because the weather is just glorious and the leaves are turning and it's really lovely and crisp and you want to bake apple pies and do home improvements? Well, we can help you with all of that. So give us your calls at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, when you hop in the shower in the morning, do you have to wait for the hot water to get there? Well, one simple addition to your home can make all that downtime and wasted water a thing of the past. We'll share that tip next.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
Live in a body pit.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com. Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Ready to freshen up your home for fall, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through October 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway. BobVila.com and The Money Pit help you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone.
You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this first weekend of fall? Are you tying those corn stalks to the columns in front of your house and getting all festive for the best season of the year? In addition to being Halloween and Thanksgiving and all that good crisp stuff, it's perfect for those home improvement projects. So let us know how we can give you a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, guys, if you are a professional contractor, I know that we have lots of contractors that listen to this show. We've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast just for you. It's called the Pro Files Podcast, and it's all about pros teaching pros and sharing strategies and sharing ideas and solutions to help make you more successful in your business. Now, episode 2 just dropped, and in it, I interview a guy named Lance Odell. He's an interesting character. He's a third-generation remodeling contractor who found his way to remodeling after spending a decade as a pastor for a Houston megachurch. Can you believe that? From pastor to remodeler, he talks about how he applied lessons from his religious life and the three generations of contractors in the family that he is from. They're all remodeling pros, and with all of that knowledge and experience, he built a very successful business.
You can listen and follow the Profiles podcast at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro, or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, guys, give us a call with your home improvement questions. If you do, you might just win a nice set of products from the original Super Glue company that we're giving away today, including Total Tape. It's the original Super Glue Total Tape. It's a double-sided construction adhesive tape that is mesh-reinforced. It delivers extreme instant tack and bond and can hold up to 300 pounds per roll and 14 pounds per strip. You'll find it at Amazon and in your local hardware store, or you can learn more at supergluecorp.com/totaltape. Package is worth $57, going to one listener drawn at random. You got to call us, though, to get in on this. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. We want to hear your question, and we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and might be sending out that fun package from Superglue out to you.
We've got Dane on the line from Tennessee looking to save some dollars on those energy bills. How can we help?
I had a $190 electric bill last month. So I've been trying to find ways to save electrical costs, like not having the air conditioner turned down so low during the daytime. But I've been trying to look for the perfect kind of bulb to save the most electricity.
Well, the LED technology is so rock solid now that that's definitely the way to go, and the prices have come way down. I mean, you can buy LED bulbs. When they first came out, they were like $75 each, which is kind of crazy. But now you can find a good LED bulb for under $10. And the nice thing is that these things last 20 years or more, so it's not like you're ever going to have to replace them, or certainly not anytime soon. So the LED bulbs that are available at home centers and hardware stores, I think, are the way to go. I don't think that's going to be the main reason your electrical bill was so high. You mentioned your air conditioning. How is your house heated and cooled? Is it electric heat? Is it gas heat? What do you got?
It's electric heat. I don't own my own home. I rent, so I'm probably in the same scenario as a lot of people nowadays who either can't afford to own their own home or their credit isn't good enough.
Yeah, so let me give you a suggestion. One of the things that I often recommend to renters is that you buy your own thermostat. Now, replacing the existing thermostat in your house is not a very difficult project. And if you were to buy a smart thermostat, like a Nest, for example, I've got two of those in my home, you're going to have the capability to regulate your heating and cooling in a way you never, ever did before. There's a couple of advantages to this. So, for example, the Nest thermostats have a geofence built into them. What that means is you can choose two temperatures, one for when you're home and one for when you're not. And when you leave the house, the fact that your phone is no longer in that house tells that thermostat to go down to a vacation setting, which is a lower temperature than it normally would. And when you come back, it starts to cool again. You can also set schedules, and it also has a motion detector built into it so that
If there's no action in front of the thermostat, it also can go into vacation mode. So these smart thermostats, they give you all sorts of ways for you to save energy. And it's such a simple installation that when you move out, you could replace the old thermostat and take this with you to the next apartment or the next house and then hook it up there.
There's only one issue with that. I'm actually a truck driver, and me and my fiance live here, and we are expecting our first child together.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So she's always here. She takes care of the house, but a lot of pregnant women, they get a lot hotter during pregnancy, so they tend to use the thermostat quite a bit more.
Sure. I understand that, and certainly we want your fiance to be as comfortable as possible, but this is just, you know, a short-term situation. Moving on beyond that, you know, the kind of technology that's available in smart thermostats and other smart home products today is inexpensive and really can overall contribute towards a lot of energy savings. So I do encourage you to take a look at that. The light bulbs certainly are one thing, and the thermostat is another. You know, being strategic with the drapes and the blinds and making sure that the south windows are well covered so that you reduce heat gain. These are things that you as a renter can do, and that will have an impact on your energy bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, when you step in a shower in the morning, you have to stand there waiting and waiting and waiting for the hot water to arrive. It is frustrating, but one simple addition to your home can make all that downtime and wasted water totally a thing of the past.
Yep, that thing is a hot water recirculator, and these handy additions to your plumbing system install near your water heater, and then they use a bypass valve at the fixture furthest away to deliver that hot water almost instantly when you turn on that tap.
Yeah, now the bypass valve uses the cold water line as the return loop back to the water heater. And by adding a timer, your instant hot water can be available whenever you need it. So it doesn't have to be on 24/7. You can have it come on, you know, an hour or so, or even less than that, maybe a half hour before you usually get up and hit the shower in the morning. And you won't have to wait for the water to turn warm first thing in the morning. It will automatically turn warm. It will not give you the shower shock when you step into the cold blast of water. It's really a very handy thing to do.
Yeah, and you know what? In addition to just being darn convenient, installing a hot water recirculating system can actually save up to 10,000 gallons of water a year. That's a lot.
It is, and I think we forget about that, but all the time that water's running with you not under it, it's just a big waste. It's a waste of water. It's a waste of, if you pay for sewage, you're paying for not only the water supply, but also the sewage when it drains out. So really smart thing to do, and again, if you add that timer, you'll reduce all the operating costs as well.
We've got Marcy on the line who's looking to sell her house and needs some help deciding what projects will benefit it. How can we help you, Marcy?
I have a house that I have to sell, and the drywall in the ceiling of the garage needs to be replaced. Do you think that I should do that prior to putting it on the market? Is it that important? The next question I have is the basement leaks when it rains. Can I fix that with, like, a sealer and hydraulic paint?
You know, Marcy, when you have a project like that, and you mentioned the garage and the ceiling needing to be replaced, and you know about it, you know it has to be done, or maybe you think personally it has to be done, that may not be the priority for the potential home buyer. So I think I might ask your real estate agent when you list the house whether or not it's a project that you think you should do. Because the thing is, what I've found after being a home inspector for 20 years is that, you know, I've seen homeowners do the things that they think need to be done and miss huge things that really need to be done, but they didn't know it. So I don't know that I would run out and change that. The only reason, first of all, garages are typically sold unfinished, right? So you don't have to worry if it doesn't look pretty. Secondly, the only reason to really have a garage ceiling is because it's part of the fire break between the garage and the rest of the house. It's separated by a fire wall, essentially. So that's why garages are usually, the drywall is usually 5/8 of an inch thick, and it's a fire-rated drywall board. It's much heavier and denser than regular half-inch drywall that's used for interior walls. If it's missing, and it might be a code issue, if there's a code requirement that you must pass when you sell a house. But again, I don't think something like that I would run out and do necessarily unless I got some more information that it was ultimately going to be required, or maybe you had a real estate professional say it was a good idea. So I'd hold off for now.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this fall weekend? We are here to lend a hand, so give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. And Angie's List is now Angie. And Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Well, adding insulation to your home has long been one of the most effective and, quite frankly, the smartest energy-saving improvement that you can make. But fiberglass is often to be thought of as itchy, kind of hard to work with, you don't really want to use it. But now there's a new generation of fiberglass insulation that's easy to handle and is as soft as cotton, which is going to make this project far simpler to get done. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Did the Renton summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run. and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, adding insulation to your home has long been one of the most cost-effective and smartest energy-saving improvements, but fiberglass is often thought to be itchy and hard to work with.
Well, now there's a new generation of fiberglass insulation that is easy to handle and as soft as cotton, making this project far simpler to get done by both pros and DIYers. Trey McNamee is the marketing leader for residential insulation at Owens Corning and joins us to talk about the new Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Welcome, Trey.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So I love the way you introduced us as members of the media to this product because you sent us a box with a square of this stuff and you're like, just reach in and feel it. It doesn't feel anything like fiberglass insulation. And I never would have guessed that was what the material was. You've made a lot of changes in the way fiberglass insulation is made as a result of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are actually referring to it as visibly different because even professionals that have been working with this day in and day out for years see it and they recognize a difference in it. Then when they touch it or a homeowner touches it, it's very different than the traditional fiberglass that they've maybe been used to or their, you know, previous generation was used to. So it's really visibly and to the touch different.
So does that make it better or easier to install? Because, you know, when you're dealing with bats, it's like they're hard to maneuver and they're all over the place.
So, yeah, actually, Leslie, there are two main benefits in this space, particularly the comfort, which we've been discussing. And that's because the product is now soft as cotton. So maybe what people had perceived as, you know, the cons of fiberglass, we've really addressed that. The other part is the product actually fully recovers. And because of that, it's easier to cut, and it completely fills the cavity, making it faster to install as well.
So when you say fully recovers, I know what you mean, but just can explain what that means to the average DIYer. When you work with fiberglass, and especially when you need to get it around pipes and wires, you tend to squish it a little bit, right? I'm going to use the simple terms now. We squish it, and then it de-squishes itself when it fully recovers back to its original shape. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, that's right. So insulation, to get its full insulating power, has to fully recover to the intended thickness and fill the cavity. So, you know, sometimes you squish around pipes or wires or you split it, but our product is going to recover fully in that cavity and fill it. So you're getting the full intended insulating power and not a fraction of it, like potentially other products that don't fully recover to fill the space.
Now, I know so many people are thinking about being environmentally conscious and making green decisions when it comes to their home. So how are you guys meeting that with the Pink Next Gen insulation?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we created Pink Next Gen fiberglass, we thought of everything. And our product is very simple. It's made of safe, proven ingredients. In fact, it's only glass fiber binder with no formaldehyde, and then a little color for that iconic pink color. So it's just a very safe product in itself. But then from a sustainability standpoint, We have the industry's highest recycled content with over 1 billion pounds of recycled glass used every year.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And did I read that it's also made with 100% wind-powered energy? That's really unique.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the only product in the industry that has that claim.
Well, that's really fantastic. I mean, it's well done, for sure.
So what's the reaction been from pros, that, especially the pros that work with this stuff every single day? Have they been, like, just amazed at the change?
Absolutely. We've been doing field trials now for about a year, and I can tell you that the contractors that we've let try some early batches of this don't want to touch any other material in the market. They're demanding this stuff, and it's really great to hear the feedback and the fact that we've solved real problems in our industry, where on the professional side, there's a shortage of labor. And by using our product, they're able to get more work done and save labor.
The product is called Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. You can learn more about it at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com. Trey McNamee, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. And congratulations on a really innovative new product from Owens Corning.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, guys, if you've got a sprinkler system, now is the time that you want to get it winterized. You got to do it well. If you do it really well, you're not going to have any issues. If you don't do such a great job, you could end up with a few unexpected repairs come springtime, and they could be expensive. So we're going to give you some tips to get that done the right way next.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need, done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
Wait, this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LO Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you need help with a reno, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. Tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Hey guys, are you ready to freshen up your home for fall, but you need a little cash and some advice to get it done? Well, lucky for you, we've got both. Now through October 15th, we are partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway.
Enter now at BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards for your next fall fix-up project.
Courtney in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about adding air conditioning to her home. This is a biggie, and it could be a big, expensive project. Tell us about it.
I guess I'm wondering if, like, the best way to do that. We have a Cape Cod house. We'll need to put in ducting, but there has been some talk from the contractors that I've had come in talk about the difficulty based on, like, the structure of the house. And also if I should consider taking out the baseboard heaters and just doing, like, all one system for heating and AC.
You know, Leslie, I hate hearing that contractors are advising you to take out a baseboard hot water heating system,
which is the best heating ever.
The best ever, most desirable. And I would fire that guy, or if you haven't hired him yet, I would not let him back in your house, because that is somebody that has no clue what he's doing. And plus, you know, if you're worried about the complexity of installing ducts for air conditioning, that becomes far more complex if you now have to also install ducts to get heat into your house. Now, in a Cape Cod house, it's actually not terribly difficult, because the cool air is going to fall. So you're going to have your air handler up in that attic space of the Cape Cod. It could be in sort of that crawl space area where it's like the other side of the knee wall, or somewhere up there, you're going to have the air handler there. And then you're going to duct down into the ceiling below. Now, if the attic is finished, then, yeah, it's a little more complicated. But, again, you would duct right from there. So this is not a terribly complex project. You have to be selective and you have to be crafty about how you run the ducts. And if you're worried about having, you know, big ducts there, there's another type of system that's called Space Pack. It's a high velocity, low volume system. And by that, I mean, it uses ducts that are about 3 inches in diameter, and it blows air through them really fast. And you don't see it too often because it's a more expensive system, but it's often used in older houses where you don't want to have to do a lot of demolition to get the duct work in. But, you know, in our house, we added central AC. When we first took it over, we had about 8 window units, and we put in central AC, and it's an old house, and we just have to be, you know, selective and strategic about how we did that. But I don't think you should consider for 1 minute taking out that wonderful baseboard heat, because that's just the best.
I mean, it really does. It heats up super quick. It keeps the heat in the room. So if you start to switch to a different type of heat, you're going to feel it differently. It's going to not be as warm as you want it to be. I would for sure not change that.
Yeah, and it's also super dry. I mean, forced air heat is super dry compared to baseboard heat, which is nice and warm and comfortable. So stick with what you got and add the AC.
Well, sprinkler systems are a luxury that affords you a very lovely-looking green lush lawn and garden all spring and summer. But if you live in a climate where they need to be winterized, it's about that time of year to start getting that done. And it's a job that you've got to do right, or you could be facing a big repair bill come springtime. Now, there's really 3 ways to winterize a sprinkler system. There's manual, there's automatic, and there's blowout. And the first step in all cases, though, is turning off that water supply.
Now, the manual method is when you open the drain valves at the lowest end of the sprinkler system and allow the water to drain manually. Automatic is very similar, except the valves open by themselves. You don't have to open them. They basically are pressure sensitive, so whenever there's less than, I think, 10 pounds of pressure in the line, it will automatically open and then drain. The problem with those is that if you have a sprinkler line that is settled, it may still hold water, even though, say, you have a high end of it and a low end of it. If one section of it's settled, it's going to be, think of it as sort of like a plumbing trap, right, where the U-shaped part is down below the rest of it. Well, if water settles in the low part, guess what's going to happen in the winter? It's going to freeze, expand, and break the pipe.
and it's a heck of a mess. Believe me, I've seen it happen. And that's why the best option is what we call a blowout. It's done by a pro. They use very large compressors and they use forced air to push all of the water out of the lines. Now, some sprinkler companies that provide a year-round service will guarantee to fix any breaks if they both close and open the system. And I think that's a smart thing to do, because this way they're totally responsible for it. I mean, you do need to have it open at the beginning of the season to make sure that the heads all survive the winter and all that kind of stuff. There's almost always a head or two in my house that has to be replaced, even though we've done everything right. But we also have the same company close it at the end of the year, because if they don't do it right and you have a lot of breaks in the beginning of the year, well, they fix all those for free.
Yeah, so get it done right so you don't end up with your own version of the Frozen movie. Let it go, guys. Come on, close that sprinkler system. Heading over to Ohio, Linda's on the line with a window question. What can we do for you?
In an apartment that's supposed to be energy efficient, but my heating bills and my air conditioning bills are really high. I don't think I can climb up there and put the plastic on the windows anymore. Is there any other way to make it more efficient?
It's a real challenge when you're a renter, because you're right. There's only limited things that you can do, but there are things that you can do. Now, you mentioned putting the plastic on there. I'm not quite sure, you know, what you're doing in terms of the plastic, but the shrink film plastic works the best, where it essentially covers the whole interior of the window space, and then you use a hair dryer once you apply it and it gets really taut and clear. That's one thing that you can do. The second thing is that there is a sort of a liquid weather stripping. It's like a weather stripping caulk, and it looks like silicone caulk, right? So what you do with this stuff is you essentially caulk your window shut. You put it in all the places there's gaps. And the nice thing is that in the spring, it remains rubbery, and you can kind of grab the edge of it and peel it right away. Now, the only bad thing is this. Whatever window you caulk, you won't be able to open all winter long. So, if it's a bedroom window, you can't do it there because you need egress in the event of an emergency. But it works great, especially with really old windows, because it does seal them up, and it's easy to do, and it doesn't damage the windows. It peels right off.
Do you have a name, or are you not allowed to say it on the air?
There's a number of different brands of it. I know that Red Devil makes one. I think DAP makes one, and I think there's also a generic one. And you ought to be able to find it at the Home Depot. And if it's not on the shelf, I would ask the service desk and describe the product to them. The weather stripping caulk is what you're looking for. And perhaps they'll be able to order it for you. But I have seen it on the store shelves.
I'm writing this down.
All right. Well, listen, good luck. I hope that helps you out, Linda. Appreciate you calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, brought to you by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, are your dishes coming out of the dishwasher just as dirty as you put them in? Well, it might not be the dishwasher's fault, and it's definitely not yours. We're going to tell you what could be causing that next.
You live in The Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years... people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Call us now with your home improvement questions or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Harry posted a question. Now he says, I'm installing a custom shower using Hardie Board, and I want to know if I can use Simple Mat. Now he says, I plan to seal it and seal the Hardie Board with waterproofing before I do the tile, and their instructions recommend a polymer-modified mortar for that tile. Can I use Simple Mat over the waterproofing instead?
So, first off, Simple Mat is an amazing product. It is made by Custom Building Products. They do a lot of tile and grout products. And what it is a double-sided adhesive mat that you adhere to the surface that you want to put the tile on, and then you put the tile right over it. So you don't have to wait for your glue to dry. Now, the twist here, though, is that while Simple Mat is rated and designed and advised for creating tile on shower walls, I checked out their specs, and there is no indication that it's designed to go on top of another product like this waterproofing material. It's designed to go right on top directly of the Hardie Board. So I would say with the installation you're doing now, you have to be very careful with companies' instructions on this, because we're talking about chemistry here, and they design these products to stick to what they stick to and not to stick to what they're not supposed to stick to. And we don't know if these two products are designed to get along, so I wouldn't chance it, especially with a shower, because if something goes wrong, you got a really expensive fix there on your hands. So I would say not a good idea. If you do want to use the Simple Mat, you probably don't need to use the waterproofing. Just follow the directions that come with the product. But I'm pretty impressed with it. It's a really handy way to install tile on a vertical surface or even a countertop. It makes the job go that much more quickly.
All right, next up, Linda wrote in, and she says, I'm seeing water puddling in the dryer. It started as condensation, and now I'm actually finding water in the drum. I know dryers aren't made to hold water, so I'm concerned that it's going to rust inside. What's going on?
Au contraire, dryers, in fact, do hold water. All the wet clothes that you put in provide plenty of water in the dryer.
Super wet.
I think it is condensation. That's the only thing that would cause this. The only other thing is if you have a really new dryer that has a steam cycle, that will have a water line that hooks up to it as well. But I think this is just condensation. I would simply leave the dryer door open when you're not using it. And I don't think this is going to be something you see all year long. I think it's just based on the weather conditions right now that you're seeing it.
All right, Linda, I hope that helps you out. Fear not, the dryer can have water.
Well, when you run your dishwasher, do the dishes sometimes come out dirtier than when they went in? The culprit might be a clogged drain valve that is very easy to fix. Leslie has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, if your dishes are sort of ending up just as dirty as when you put them in, that dishwasher drain valve could be the problem, just like you say, Tom, because it should only be opening during that draining cycle. But if there's a clog in the dishwasher drain valve, it's also going to let water out during that washing cycle. So you've got to kind of listen carefully during the wash cycle. If you hear water flowing into the sink, then that drain valve is definitely clogged. And if it's not getting enough water during that washing cycle, it's not really going to wash anything at all. It's just that's going to kind of warm them up and kind of bake the food and junk to the plates and stuff, which really is terrible. Now, you've also got to check the bottom of your dishwasher for a buildup of food particles. A lot of dishwashers have a ball-styled check valve, and that can get gummed up and then prevent the dirty water from draining out of the unit. A wet dry vac is really all you need to clean out those hard-to-reach areas and get that drain working really well again. Bottom line, these issues are not that hard to fix. With a couple of steps, your cloths will be fixed and your dishes are going to come clean once again. And everybody's going to be real happy.
Yeah, no need to call a plumber either. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're getting ready for your first major remodel, I'm sure you want everything to go perfectly. But unfortunately, home improvement and perfect are two words that you don't often hear in the same sentence. We're going to share tips, though, on how to avoid the most common remodeling mistakes on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Amtrak train derailing in Montana. At least three people have been killed. There are multiple injuries. The Seattle to Chicago train carried 147 passengers and 13 crew members. Latest reports indicating five cars left the track. Large rally in Georgia Saturday, and Donald Trump speaking out for the three GOP candidates in the 2022 Republican primaries, and Mr. Trump wasn't mincing any words.
The citizens of the United States of America will not be told how to live, how to think, what to do or what to say by corrupt and incompetent politicians, big tech tyrants, left-wing bullies, or anybody else, because we are a free, proud, and sovereign people, and we have to take back our country.
Also at townhall.com, Cal Fire spokesman Scott Ross says they've made a lot of progress on that 7,000-acre Fawn Fire, even though on paper they're reporting just 10% containment.
We've gotten fortunate in the last day or so. The winds have kind of lessened, and we're able to get in there and get a lot of work done. And, you know, when you look at it, it looks like more than 10%, but, you know, we like to keep that 10%. Once we mop up far enough in that we're confident it won't blow out, then we'll call more containment.
In the meantime, one person has been arrested now and charged with arson. Hurricane Sam, now a Category 3 in the Atlantic and likely to get even stronger over the weekend. Forecasters say Sam has maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour, likely to be a Cat 4 by Sunday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The British government changing visa rules for truck drivers. Aaron Chamis reports.
Impatience at the petrol pumps as drivers wait in increasingly long queues to fill their tanks. One motorist has had enough.
Look at my tank. I don't fill up usually, I leave it. But look at that, it's empty. How am I going to get to work?
The truck driver shortage around Britain has had a knock-on effect at petrol stations, causing the British government to do a U-turn on its previous policy and ease visa rules for truck drivers. Whilst the welcome relief, government officials are warning the new measures will only be temporary. The haulage industry in the UK is short on workers due to many factors, including the pandemic and an ageing workforce and Brexit. Post-Brexit immigration rules means EU citizens can no longer live and work visa-free in Britain, as they could when the UK was a member of the trade bloc. Karen Chamas, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Costco confirms it will start limiting purchases on essential household products.
Costco will limit purchases on paper goods, water, and key items amid supply chain delays. Those key items include toilet paper, paper towels, and bottled water. Costco's current supply chain and inflationary pressures, which include port delays, higher labor and freight costs, and shortages on everything from shipping containers, trucks, and drivers to various components, raw materials, and ingredients, have caused most of its general items to sell out within 2 weeks. Patrick Frost reporting.
Lawyers for John Hinckley, the man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan, slated to be in court Monday and argue the 66-year-old man should be freed from restrictions. Restrictions that were placed on him after he moved out of a Washington hospital 5 years ago. Since then, a judge has made him live under various conditions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. Very Fox-like hour coming your direction. Dana Perino joins us, fresh off her show. Then at the bottom of the hour, Martha McCallum will come in. We're going to unwind some big things in politics. Biggest week so far, maybe of all 4 years for Joe Biden, should he last that long, because he's got to pass a reconciliation bill, find a way to fund the government, get the debt ceiling raised, as well as get a bipartisan deal passed. All of it is in jeopardy, every single bit of it. And he's heavily condemned on his Afghanistan and the border policies that we're witnessing. And we find out now with this Bob Woodward book, as bad as it looks for Trump, as every Woodward book does for a president, it really looks bad for Biden, too. These policies were all his in Afghanistan. They tried to warn him, did his staff, which means they're lying to us when they said they supported it. And Joe Biden's lying to us when he said the Joint Chiefs were all for it, leaving Afghanistan, and they said he had no choice but to stay. So a quick note, just to bring up on a personal level, If you go to BrianKilmeade.com, and why wouldn't you, there's a chance to see the President and Freedom Fighter tour on stage, and it's the new book I have coming out in November. It's the Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and their battle to save America's soul. I've worked on it for the last 2.5 years. I'll be in Charleston, West Virginia, November 7th. That's a Sunday. It'll be really, so winning the war on history is part of the theme. I'll talk about all my history books, and it'll be a very patriotic night. It's been great fun to be able to interact with an audience rather than talk to and get maybe some contact with phones and emails. But this is better. I get one-on-one. Ponte Vedra, Florida, December 3rd. On December 4th, I'll be in Clearwater, Florida the next day. On Orlando, Florida, I'll be there November 21st. Just go to BrianKilmeade.com. My chance to see you in person and sign the book as we get set for the holidays. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is...
I really don't know if the answer is.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
The question should be, what's in the emails? And now even Politico says they confirm they knew and they are real. Hunter's laptop story, valid. New York Post Twitter account should never have been sidelined. If you actually retweeted that story, you never should have been banned. But all that happened leading up to the election, making it seem from the debates on down, and you'll hear some of this, that Donald Trump was making it up. He wasn't. We all should be alarmed about what happened, and now that we know. But we kind of all were. We knew all along, didn't we?
Number two.
We've ended 20 years of conflict in Afghanistan. And as we close this period of relentless war, we're opening a new era of relentless diplomacy. Government by and for the people is still the best way to deliver for all of our people.
Yeah, relentless diplomacy. Yeah, we never thought of using diplomacy. We just wanted to bomb Iraq and Afghanistan for the heck of it. The UN speech that everybody's talking about because it was so inept and inadequate, according to me, and I hope you. Can we just say flat out weak? That's what it was. I'll break it down.
Number one.
What we saw was staggering. Hundreds of migrants at a time just streaming in from Ciudad Acuña, walking across the river, and just illegally entering the United States without any resistance from our federal government whatsoever. They crowded on the shore in huge masses. We watched it for 5-6 hours straight. Thousands coming in.
Yeah, it is amazing how bad this is for the country and for President Biden. We are talking about what Bill Malusian's reporting on. The border blows up. The numbers are overwhelming. Shanty towns in Texas, in a small area under one bridge, are forming. 14,000 at one point, still 8,000 remain. And yet we have a Homeland Security Secretary who seems in denial of the magnitude of the problem and a president that won't answer a question about it. And I don't want to take too much time away from Dana Perino, so I'll finish up here just by giving you an idea of what's happening at the border. I'm going to let Bill Malusian finish that report. Cut five.
It's hard to believe that this camp over my shoulder is actually in the United States. It's more reminiscent of somewhere from the third world. And law enforcement out here is on record saying that. We'll give you a live look at it right now. Just take a look. At last check, sources telling me still about 8,600 people living in here. Look at the conditions. You can see many of them have pulled plants, sticks, whatever they can find to create some sort of structure here to get out of that blistering hot sun as they're waiting to be processed. Law enforcement sources saying as of earlier this morning, there were at least 332 women in this camp who are pregnant. Many of these migrants just sitting, waiting, and hoping that they'll have a chance to be released into the United States.
This is unbelievable, and the numbers are stunning. 6,728 family units, 1,579 single males. They should be sent back. I guarantee you they won't be. 493 females. But get this, if you're a woman, if you're pregnant, you get to stay. 332 stay. So we have new Americans who are breaking the immigration system. They're from Haiti. I don't care if they're from Mars. This is not the way you do it. And we're getting no cooperation with Central and South America because this president has alienated them, and the vice president won't take an initiative, and Mexico won't stop them. And the way I understand it is it's very hard for them to take Haitians. Why? If you're from Guatemala, if you're from Honduras, it's easier to mesh in a Spanish-speaking community. The cultures aren't very different. Haiti is dramatically different. Many speak French, and that does not automatically melds well with society ends up costing society a lot of money, a lot of which are already in deep deficit. You use our aid as leverage to force them to act. You get the word out within these communities that it is not okay to come. It's quite simple. When I talk about how bad this speech was, I'm going to do that next with Dana Perino. She is a master of communications, and she knows what intent is and what they expect to accomplish. She worked with President George W. Bush and had a big career prior and has been thriving here. When we come back, Dana joins us and then Martha McCallum on the other side. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your things, get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Historians agree there was a dark side to Karl Marx, the German-born founding father of communism and socialism. But did he actually worship the devil? Was he possessed? He wrote in a poem, "Thus heaven I forfeited, I know it well. My soul once true to God is chosen for hell." Dr. Paul Kanger.
I don't know if the guy was a Satanist or not, but if you look at what he wrote and the things that he said and the ideology that he produced and the poems and the plays, this is really disturbing, perverse stuff.
Dr. Kanger is a political science professor at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. He's also with the Faith and Freedom Institute. His book, The Devil and Karl Marx, uncovers a sinister soul of the man whose writings and economic philosophies have helped form totalitarian atheist governments like Soviet Russia and Communist China. Kanger quotes Marx's biographer, Robert Payne.
There were times when Marx seemed to be possessed by demons. He had the devil's view of the world and the devil's malignity. Sometimes Marx seemed to know that he was accomplishing works of evil.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family. By being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Carlos Santana. August 25th, he resumes an intimate evening with Santana, greatest hits live residency at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas.
I haven't stopped for this long since I started in 57, 58. I've been doing this since I was a child. It's a way of life for me.
His Blessings and Miracles tour then starts in Atlantic City, New Jersey on September 11th.
We look forward to ignite hearts and minds into a place where people can have the confidence.
An album of the same name is out October 15th.
Like Supernatural, we created again a tapestry of songs, moods.
And included in the collection, a reunion with Matchbox 20's Rob Thomas on the new single Move, plus a collaboration with country singer-songwriter Chris Stapleton.
Rob Thomas and I, we're exactly like two incredible world-class surfers, and we've been waiting for this second wave. Chris Stapleton is a real supreme blessing because he's such a great writer.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
He talks about Hunter Biden's hard drive. He talks about conspiracy theories.
The whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin.
Most of those charges unverified.
Charges so heinous, I'm not even going to say them.
They're like, what are they talking about? I don't know. It's a laptop.
And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
Of course he is, Leslie. Come on.
Yeah. Baseless conspiracy theories about Joe Biden and his son, Hunter.
Do you ever wish you'd had AppleCare?
Yeah, that would have been a good...
So Jimmy Kimmel thought it was hysterical, and the crowd laughed, and Hunter Biden just has horrible scenes, pictures on his laptop of him with hookers, obviously doing drugs. That's his own personal issue. What I cared about was, is it true, these emails, correspondence with Sweden, now we know, with Ukraine, now we know for sure, with the China. And no one ever said, are these emails real? They said, is the laptop real? They focused on the repair shop. Now, Politico tells the story and says today, it looks like these are authentic. Really? A year and a half late. With me right now is Dana Perino, co-anchor America's Newsroom. She's fresh off that show. In 6 hours, she's going to be hosting The Five. And who knows what she's going to do in between.
And going to the dentist.
Going to the dentist. We're going to televise that as well. May 21st, we know we're looking forward to our postponed event at the Paramount in New Jersey and Asbury Park. So, Dana, first off, I've never seen anything like it, a major story that 95% of the media decide to plow under and delegitimize. Now, we knew all along this wasn't an opinion. This wasn't Watergate. These were authentic emails, and Politico picks it up. Make sense of it.
Oh, I can't make sense of it. Well, I guess... The only thing to say is that there was actually a conspiracy that is not one in which it was like instructions went out. Like it was written like, okay, here's the conspiracy. This is what we're going to do. It's basically just unwritten in the rules that everybody was like, okay, everyone has to defend Hunter Biden on this because this is not true. And you look at the New York Post. This is a media outlet that is doing such great work across the board on every story. The border issue, Afghanistan in particular, the Gabby Petito story, they're finding things that nobody else is finding. So I'm hoping that the next time that the New York Post has a scoop, that it is not ridiculed. Because for Politico to come out and just say, oh, yeah, actually, this is all true. If I were the New York Post, I'd be a little angry.
Apology not accepted.
Exactly.
And it really does affect things because... You know, if you're Billy Carter and you're embarrassing Jimmy Carter, that's his problem and that's embarrassing. If you're Roger Clinton and you have some issues, that's really a family issue. Hunter Biden's drug addiction is nothing to do with this. It is what he was doing internationally. And you don't talk, they would pivot to the tragedy that they all felt and Bo's passing and the car accident from the 70s. I'm saying to myself, wait a second. Are these emails real? Who's Tony Bobulinski? Did he meet in Los Angeles with Joe Biden before he spoke? Everything lined up. The guy had receipts. Everything lined up. And then all of a sudden they take a paper. The newspaper's been around since Alexander Hamilton. And they decide to destroy their social media accounts. And no one ever says, are these emails true? Is this Hunter Biden's emails. They focus on the actual laptop.
And you know what's going to happen tomorrow? There's probably a conference somewhere where journalists will get together and lament the fact that the trust in media has gone down so much.
As if it's not related.
Right.
Emails released this show. This I don't know. Swedish government agency also matched emails with Leif Cache, and two people who correspond with Hunter Biden confirmed emails who were genuine. And meanwhile, there's that other deal that Hunter Biden, I don't think, is divested from with China. And is it worse? Does China know something about that deal? How deep his dad, who's now president, is, that makes him susceptible? Do the Russians know about the Ukrainian deal at a level which makes us vulnerable?
Don't you think that all of this is going to come out?
Yeah.
I do, too. And I think that the White House is just bracing themselves for it.
I think they're stunned. And judging by the interaction, if I remember off my head, top of my head, that when Bob Alinsky came out with his story and few people picked it up, even though he showed up prior to the debate, Hunter Biden and everybody around that thought they were all going down. And they didn't. And Bob Alinsky has interactions with other made players in this fund. And they thought, it's like, this is it for us. Are you sure you got to do it? Yeah, it's it for you. And he did it and nothing happened.
I even think that in terms of the selling of Hunter Biden's artwork, that a lot of that is questionable, too, right? Because you even have the former White House ethics person, Walter Schaub, who is just absolutely went after the Trumps all the time. He's even saying that this current issue of Biden, Hunter Biden, selling his art to unnamed people, right? That was the rule that they decided on, is that, okay, well, he can't know who he's selling it to. But that's worse, right? Because the transparency is what actually would shine the light on it. And then we could all decide, oh, well, like, is this person trying to get a favor from President Biden through his son, Hunter? Well, we don't know because it's cloaked in secrecy. But if it was all on open, then you could at least know. I'm for more disclosure on that front as well.
And lastly on this, Victor Davis Hanson came out about a month ago and stuff. This art story came out. And he said, at this point, after the book tour and now this, I mean, think about this. Hunter Biden got away with it. Instead of disappearing, where's the money? Where's all the money? Number one, that he's being investigated by the FBI. How long is this investigation? Instead of disappearing, he writes a book. No one buys the book, but he does a national tour on the book. And then he comes out with this painting career. Victor Davis Hanson says, I think he's trolling his dad. I think on some level, he is resentful that his dad has put him out there to be the breadwinner. And he said that to his own daughter. Do you think on some level he might be trolling the president?
Gosh, I think He's a pretty complicated, troubled guy. He's obviously has the ability to lie with abandon. And I don't know trolling his dad, but maybe unconsciously. And I imagine that every day at the White House, it's like, oh, gosh, what more could come from this? Whenever you get a call, there's a Hunter Biden connection, just like I'm sure there was with Billy Carter, for example, or Roger Clinton, remember? Like, all of those things, just like, oh, gosh, here we go again.
But Dana, it's so unbalanced when you talk about how they pursued rumors and innuendo on Russia.
Of course.
And how Kayleigh McEnany and Sarah Huckabee Sanders were trying, okay, this is what's going on in the world. But wait a second, the New York Times, CNN, had a lead on a Russia story, and she would besieged in a disparaging way on a regular basis.
Well, that story's all going to come out as well. The whole Durham investigation about the origins of the Russia collusion narrative. I really believe that's all coming out. And I mean, if you look at what Andy McCarthy did in National Review and then for the New York Post, in terms of showing you exactly how this all happened, from what we know from public disclosures so far, to me, I think Hillary Clinton at some point is going to have to break her silence on that.
So I hold in my hand the Michael Sussman
indictment.
And this is it, really. And a lot of people at first glance said, oh, who's Michael Sussman? Why is that a big deal? Is this all Durham has? But he had, this is a lot.
And it's only
this
one count of lying to the FBI. But what Durham does in this indictment is lays out why all of this makes sense. And it gives you a peek behind the curtain of what Durham is finding.
So I found your wallet, and your wallet's missing with all your valuable jewels and your family heritage on it. I found it in the street. Okay. Then you find out later that I stole it,
mm-hmm.
and that it was a big thing to rob you from it. And I took most of the valuables out of it. Instead of me being this nice guy that came forward because I care about the country, I care about you. Next thing you know, I set the whole thing up and I was behind it. I'm not a big name, but man, I really did some big damage.
And all your friends were in on it. Because that's the thing I find very interesting about this. If you look at, again, at that chart Andy McCarthy did, in the media, as a journalist, one of the things you want is two, but preferably three sources before you go with a story. If you look at this chart, you could get three sources, and it might have looked like three different sources or two different sources.
But they're all connected.
To tell you something, but they were actually all connected. And what was their connection? It was the Hillary Clinton campaign and the law firm that they used.
So I want you to hear this interaction. This is the one you dug out, Eric, when Boris Johnson gets the question and what Joe Biden said.
I think, would it be okay if we just have a couple of questions, just a couple of
good
questions and I think we're going to be ruthless. I'm going to be ruthless. I'm going to go to Harry Cole from the Sun.
Mr. President,
he asked him the question.
So I'm pretty sure that people understood that. They're sitting in the Oval Office, and he said, "Can we take some questions?" Joe Biden didn't want to, and he said, "You just ask him the question." What leads up to that? I mean, what was the miscommunication?
Okay, so traditionally, whenever you have a world leader at the White House, whether it's in the Oval Office or in more formal setting, the Rose Garden or the East Room of the White House, it's tradition each leader calls on two members of their side's press corps. That's just tradition, and you do it no matter who it is, right? Now, what they did was they brought the pool in. That's the White House pool, all the reporters. And Johnson, I think what happened was he's expecting, as leaders of the free world, who believe in human rights, freedom of the press, and democracy, and accountability to citizens, that of course are going to take a couple questions. And remember, Boris Johnson just got a big diplomatic win with Biden in terms of allowing, finally, citizens from the U.K. to be allowed to travel into the United States.
They weren't informed of it ahead of time, but go ahead. Yeah.
But what you want to do with a friend of yours or an ally is give them a chance to shine. Give them a chance to have some good headlines back home. What I think happened here is they didn't want Biden to answer any questions for a multitude of reasons. Okay, we can imagine they are. And that it seemed that maybe the staff had had a conversation back and forth that they were not going to take any questions. And so Boris Johnson was like, let me see if I can just do this on the fly. And said, surely it's okay to take a couple questions, right? And instead, they usher everybody out of the Oval Office. I thought it looked terrible. It looks dictatorial. And it also shows that you can't back up any of the decisions that you're making.
Coming up later, Dana goes to the dentist, then the five. All right? Thanks so much, Dana.
Thanks
Dana
for having
Perino.
Me. Bye.
All of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nathan Sawaya, a consulting producer and artist-in-residence on Fox's Lego Masters. Lego Masters returns all new Tuesday with the remaining five duos tasked with taking on a land and sea challenge. They'll split up to start their builds, imaginative land and sea creatures. Then they'll team up to find out how their creations work together. Challenge producers work hard to come up with ideas for the contestants and even test out the challenges.
We just try and brainstorm ideas that are really going to be something that the audience
hasn't seen before, that the contestants haven't probably prepared for. We don't want it to be too easy. We really want it to be a big challenge for them.
And look closely at the screen. There's a lot of Lego in the detail.
I think the really interesting thing is the audience might not realize that a lot of things on the set are built out of Lego.
As for what's coming up, the builds just keep getting bigger as the final teams vie for that grand prize title.
I don't want to give too much away, but the finale is going to be great. It gets pretty exciting.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An 11-year-old shelter dog finding her forever home makes the Doggy Dean's List. Sally is a pit bull and terrier mix. She's been available for adoption at the Always and Forever Midwest Animal Sanctuary since 2020. But her luck could be changing now that she's famous. Local animal lovers in Kansas City, Missouri teamed up to get a billboard with Sally's picture on it above a section of Interstate 35, a major highway. Scott Poor, who helped with the billboard campaign, says it's been a dream of his for many years to have a billboard that features the animals in Kansas City shelters that have been homeless the longest. And according to Sally's profile, when Sally is adopted, the billboard will go on to promote other in-need shelter pets from Kansas City. Scott says in the meantime, he will use his funds from his business to support his animal rescue work. I have a feeling Sally will find a forever home soon. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
And when you have an administration that is not enforcing the law in this country, when you have an administration that has abandoned any pretense of securing the border and securing our sovereignty, you see the onrush of people like what we saw walking across this dam that is right behind me. Well, because the Biden administration is doing nothing to secure our border, because the Biden administration has been promoting and allowing open border policies.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Martha McCallum is here. She's set to host her show at 3 o'clock, and who knows. How many other shows are you doing, Martha, today? I mean, because I saw you all over
well,
the channel.
Wednesday is my big day.
Right.
You know, and so I just talked to Stuart Varney, and before that I was talking to Dana, and now I'm talking to you.
Right. So there's a lot of people.
Everybody would be pretty sick of me by 3 o'clock, I would imagine.
Look at what you. Look what I got. Mm-hmm. Let me see your... So I got this new iPad.
Yeah. No, I love
Did you
this
see this
iPad.
One, though?
No, that one.
This one doesn't actually touch.
Off of the keyboard.
And I have a trackpad. So I basically have
a laptop.
A mouse.
Yeah.
A laptop.
No, it's great. I love it. But I like just doing it with my finger on the,
Both ways. I'll go on the screen, but I don't like typing on the screen. I need a keyboard.
No, typing on the keyboard makes it so perfect.
Now, how would you feel about this? I walked into Apple, and I won't tell you how much. It's way too much money. But I walked into Apple, and it said, I thought it was expensive. And I'll tell you what it said. This was this whole holder, this keyboard, was $300. Now, I walked up to it. And
that's just a regular iPad.
But it doesn't rest.
You got the fancy one.
I had the iPad.
Why does it matter to you if it rests or not?
Oh, because, you know, sometimes the connection there gets cloudy, and sometimes the other keyboard pops up.
Oh.
I have to keep wiping it down.
Oh.
Also, I thought, too.
You must have dirty fingers. I don't have that problem.
You don't have that problem? or dirty iPad. So I walked up. So they wrote down $150. So I go, okay. They go, oh, I'm sorry. This is not price right. I go, it's too expensive. They go, no, it's really $300. I go, yeah, but you put $150 down there. He goes, yeah, we made a mistake. I go, well, you should talk to your manager because
Ryan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not my problem.
Nice try.
And they go, yeah, our policy. I'm like, yeah, your policy.
Is to charge what it's
right.
what we charge.
But I don't think that's right. Do you? Would you have?
Well, I mean.
I'm
running a company and somebody's giving stuff away at half price, I'm not going to be too happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Martha, this is a big week. I want to go inside Washington if I can. So far, the $3.5 trillion seems DOA. Everyone's like, Joe Manchin's going to cave. He's not. Kyrsten Sinema's going to cave. She isn't. Now, on the House side, they said the left-wingers, the squatting company, say if we don't get the 3.5, we're not going to vote for the 1.2. Mm-hmm. But now it's not a threat. It seems to be a dug-in reality.
Yeah.
So here's what Harold Ford said the other night, and I'm wondering if you think that this is going to be where this goes. And I'm just going to ask you a prediction.
I think Democrats in the Congress have to remember that for 40 years, Democrats controlled the Congress until 94. Newt Gingrich and Republicans brought in a revolution. And over the last 28 years, the country has enamored themselves with wanting results. And they've changed the majority four times. Democrats are in the majority now. Democrats should take the victory that's in front of them. It's time to reset here. I listen to liberals. I listen to the moderates. But more importantly, I listen to the country. Joe Biden was elected to unify the country and help stabilize and bring us around an agenda that could advance the country. Democrats would be good to look to that. And once you get a victory, then you figure out the next victory.
I mean, so logical, right? It makes a heck of a lot of sense. You would think that anybody running the Democrat Party would say exactly the same thing. I heard Harold say that the other night. I thought it was an excellent point.
Chris Coons echoed that.
Yes. And I think Harold also made the point that evening that Bernie Sanders did not win the nomination. Right.
And the 3.5 is his agenda.
Right. And Bernie Sanders says the 3.5 is too low. Right. He gets all upset that the 3.5 is too low. So he's trying to convince people that the 3.5 is a huge concession. Right. That this is a very moderate 3.5. People are not going to fall for that. This is an absolute transformation of the American economy. It makes us a lot more like the UK economy or the French economy. We have a lot of socialized programs from cradle to grave. Now, if that's what people want, but people have to understand that is what this is all about. But it does not look like it's going to pass. And where is President Biden in this process? Like, you know, is he working to sort of figure out a way to bring both sides together on this? Does he want to move his agenda forward? I mean, he doesn't answer any questions at news conferences. You know, there's a lot of questions that people have for him right now. It's I don't know what the heck's going on.
Well, put it this way. This is a study, and I'm sure you realize it, in New York. If you work in New York City, let alone live here, 61% of your income is going to taxes. So the question is, this is already on overdraft. We can't afford the $3.5 trillion where we have $28 trillion in debt. So if we're going to add $3.5 trillion, it's not paid for. And if they are going to try to pay for it, it's going to be ratcheting up taxes and, in my theory, squelching ambition. A lot of billionaires are going to go, screw it. You start your own business.
Well, I heard a political ad this morning for one of the congressmen in my state of New Jersey saying, you know, congressmen, don't vote for the $3.5 trillion package. Do you realize that you're going to be cutting funding to Medicare for research, you know, all sorts of things, right? So they're pushing back on this in a big way. There's also the Iron Dome issue and cutting funding for the Iron Dome in Israel. People need to understand what's in this package, and it also strikes me when you talk about taxes and 61% tax rate in New York. The president doesn't understand, apparently, who pays the taxes in the country, because when he spoke last week before the nation, he said the top 1% doesn't pay their fair share. The top 1% pays 40% of the tax.
All taxes.
The bottom 50%, I believe, or 40%, pays no taxes at all. So he needs to get his facts straight and understand who pays the tax burden in the nation. 61% of your income. I mean, think about that, right? Is that so? What amount would be fair, right? What would be enough?
How many more hours you have to work? They actually think that people are sitting in their palaces and they've got $1 zillion. And what's the big deal if you have to give up 10? Yeah. It's not the case. Usually, the highest earners have sacrificed the most to work the most to be the most successful possible to reach their potential, whatever it is. But in terms of political reality, Jonathan Swan of Axios said this. Cut 42.
Well, Biden's in a very difficult position because he's actually getting hit by both sides at this point. I mean, Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, came out and was pretty excoriating in his comments about this. So Biden's being hit by the left for harsh treatment, and he's being hit by the right for the scenes that you're seeing on the border.
And to get the bipartisan bill passed, guess what? Nancy Pelosi, who everyone talks about this consolidator, never talks to Republicans, can't even pronounce most of their names. Now she's got to ask Republicans for the votes because she's going to lose the wild left.
Yeah, that's right. Will she and will they? I mean, there might be a few on the bubble who might consider this in some moderate districts. But, you know, the other thing that is sort of a buy off is this salt tax issue in New York and in Illinois, where, California. You know, they took away the state and California took away the state and local tax deductions where they're the highest. So they may have a little bit of trade off there. I don't think they're going to get to that 10 number. I think they realize the agenda is really, really stuck right now. And the president's approval numbers are very weak, and they have no win in sight at the moment.
They wanted to do police reform. America's changed. They said you can keep your police
voting reform. Right.
They want to do voting reform. Joe Manchin said, to his immense credit, I'm not going to nationalize elections. Mm-hmm. And they said, we're going to narrow it down. They kind of tried to jam something thin and put in their reconciliation package. They wanted to naturalize 8 to 10 million, some people say higher, illegal aliens that are here. And the parliamentarian mm-hmm. said, no, AOC and company say ignore them. They're not going to do that.
Right.
So that's out of the package. Who knows what else would not have survived this $3.5 trillion. So now, where is your agenda? Well, it's going to blow up the filibuster. Let's pack the court. Thankfully, they don't want to. Even the president said, I'm not going to blow up the filibuster. Manchin says, I'm not going to do that. Sinema says, I'm not going to do that. They're saving the Democrats for themselves.
I would go back to Harold Ford Jr. He's absolutely right. I mean, you could get an infrastructure package through, and you could get a smaller spending bill through that you could get probably, you know, maybe even some Republicans on board on that, and loses the progressives on the other side, who some Republicans who might want to say, you know, I got an infrastructure bill through. But it doesn't seem they don't seem to have the organization or the wherewithal or the foresight to want to maintain that majority by having a couple of wins. And this is the bite at the apple. They're going to start running up against the 2022 elections, and they're going to have a very tough time after that.
I hope so, because if you have to earn your votes and earn the trust of the American people, please show me where President Biden has done that. In July, he told us the pandemic was over. Now he's berating us on a daily basis, saying, get a vaccine. I'm going to demand it from businesses with over 100 people, to the military where they're throwing up their hands, to the medical profession where they say, I quit, even though hospitals overrun. And I told you that, I think we were, I don't know if we were on the air together, but that study by the Harvard-Harris poll that talked about who was not vaccinated, and it was by a wide swath of people, I think 5 million people took this, mostly it's working class, high school graduates, and PhDs.
Yeah.
Really? So you want to make it, and African-Americans, only 4 of 10 African-Americans males have gotten the shot. So instead of just vilifying Trump supporters, can you please look at this thing like a president for a change and not a partisan?
Here's the problem, too. It's so arbitrary. We have people who are running the country and running universities who are pretending to be scientists, right? I read a story this morning about this woman, a student from the Philippines who wants to go back to Johns Hopkins. She was told last summer that if she got a vaccine and that AstraZeneca would be an approved vaccine, she could go. So she just got the AstraZeneca vaccine. She gets back to the United States to go to Johns Hopkins in September, and she's told, oh, no, Johns Hopkins changed the rules. Now you have to have Pfizer. They want her to double vax on top of the vax that she just got a couple of weeks ago so that she can walk into the classroom. These decisions are being made by administrators, by politicians, and people are smart. It doesn't make any sense. Your doctor should be the person who tells you what you need, right? If you are a 20-year-old boy who had COVID 8 months ago, maybe one vaccine is the right amount for you. Then your doctor should be able to sign something that says this person has, you know, enough immunity and an N1 vaccine. This is what makes sense for this person. Instead, we have this, and so people are just checking out. They're so tired of it.
Done.
You know, you've got the San Francisco mayor dancing in a crowded bar because she understands
London
that
Bridge.
She's vaccinated and everybody else there is vaccinated. So she's willing to take that risk. That's what we have to do. People have to be able to say, this is what my risk level is. Or when I walk into that same bar, I would like to wear a mask. Go wear. Absolutely do it.
In the Oval Office, the president, Boris Johnson, laughing
yes.
arm in arm without a mask. Indoors, outdoors, Kamala Harris, Boris Johnson with a mask.
Ridiculous.
Idiocy. I look at this. Study some success stories. One of the studies is every Division I college football game, packed stadiums, maskless fans, no surges anywhere. Just talked to Clay Travis about this. He's traveling the country doing stuff every Saturday. There are no surges. So if Fauci ever hopped on and says, I got to study this success at that Florida-Alabama game on Sunday, I, you know, we're tracking them. There's really no problem. Is it because did you demand a vaccine? I don't know. Did the university demand a vaccine? I don't believe Alabama did. So why is there no surge in that area? And when are we going to realize this thing waves through? It started in the South. If you look at the map, it's getting lighter and lighter and coming north again. It doesn't mean that Republican governors are evil. Stop insulting us. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no play date. She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music.
Aerosmith is getting ready to dust off just about every song the Bad Boys from Boston ever recorded throughout their storied career. The band is signing a new worldwide alliance, or record deal as we used to call them, with the Universal Music Group. The new partnership will also give fans unique access to the personal archives of each of the five members who will personally curate their collections of music, photos, video footage, artwork, journals, set lists, and memorabilia as part of the band's ongoing 50th anniversary celebrations. Guitarist Joe Perry says in part, "This will allow us to bring our music to fans in ways we never were able to before. It's something we've dreamed about happening for a long time." Laura Engel, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Vaccines are leading to many Americans getting back to school and into the office. Medical experts say as you and your family return to the things you did pre-pandemic, make sure you do them in a way that contributes to a healthy lifestyle. For kids, focus on their lunches and keep it simple. Evelyn Benden is a Cleveland Clinic pediatric registered dietitian.
Make sure you're getting all the different food groups in a lunch, so packing fruits, vegetables, protein, grains, and dairy. A lot of times we're just packing like a sandwich and chips.
Benden adding the school cafeteria may not be the place to experiment with unfamiliar meals.
You don't want to put things in their lunch that they really don't like because they're definitely not going to eat them. So maybe those foods that are harder have at home at dinner.
As for adults, make sure that when you get back to your desk, you move around. Experts recommend a quick walk during your lunch break or standing for at least 10 minutes. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What's your answer when people say, why does Biden's new federal vaccine mandate have to apply to people that have had COVID, given that they have some protection already?
Yeah, it is true. They do have protection. The one thing that we are not aware of yet, and hopefully we'll get that data, is what the durability of protection is. And looking ahead, whether or not that type of a protection that's induced by natural infection, how that will be against a variety of variants as they arrive. I'm not denying at all that people who get infected and recover have a considerable degree of immunity. We also know, and I think we should not let this pass without saying it, that when you get infected and recover, A, you get a good degree of immunity, but B, when you get vaccinated, you dramatically increase that protection, which is something that's really quite good.
Okay, we don't know about the durability, but we know if you cross vac, you have the natural immunity, and then you get a vaccine, it's even better.
Do
Martha
we know
McCallum
that?
Here.
I mean, what study is he referring to?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I really
about.
Don't know what study he's referring to, because, and I would like to know, if I'm missing something, I would obviously like to know. But the only large-scale study that I'm aware of that studied the importance of natural immunity is the Cleveland Clinic study, which came out in June, which I believe was, I think it was about 65,000 people, and they studied natural immunity, and that study said that they did not see an increased immunity in people who had COVID and then also got the vaccine. They did go on to say that they do recommend the vaccine, even for people who had COVID, but they said that according to what they found, they did not see an increase in antibodies in people who had COVID and then on top of it got the vaccine. And, you know, when he says, hopefully we'll figure out what's going on with natural immunity, it's like, why aren't you doing studies in this country to answer these questions? Hopefully. That's what we get from the head of the Infectious Disease Department in the United States of America. Every time we talk about this, we go, oh, Israel did a study, so let's look at what Israel did. Why are we not doing this? My hunch is that it's because the bureaucracy and the CDC is doing studies that they gave grants for, you know, 15 years ago that they just got around to, and they didn't put a halt to those and say, hey, we've got a pandemic to deal with, so let's start doing really huge comprehensive studies right now.
And by the way, with the power of the executive branch could do that because we know it. Because remember, we asked Ford to make ventilators, and they did. And the 60 Minutes feature talked about
emergency authorization.
Yeah, emergency authorization, we pay for it. The same way in World War II, we converted our car factories to making tanks and planes. So you could say, I need all hands on deck for the medical profession. They're not looking to become zillionaires. A lot of them are already very wealthy. We're going to need emergency studies, a study of the data we've gotten for since 2019. Yeah. We've been able to assemble data. Martha, I'd be remiss in my job as host of this show if I didn't ask you what's going to be on your show.
So we are, I just want to say one really quick thing, though, you know, in terms of natural immunity, it's free, right? And, you know, vaccines do make money for pharmaceutical companies. I am not saying it's all a big, you know, hoax by the pharmaceutical companies. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I think there's no focus on natural immunity because it's free. There's nobody lobbying for natural immunity, okay? That being said, we are going to drill down on the border and on Gabby Petito, two huge stories that we've been following very closely. And we are going to, we have Janine Pirro, who we're thrilled to have at the top of the show, talking about the investigation into where there's a manhunt on for Brian Laundry right now. And we are going to be all over it.
So I asked the commissioner of police, I said, what is the deal? Why did they not tail him? Because he wasn't a suspect? And he said, there's no reason for him not to have been a suspect. And what you do is... he said, you have plenty of cause there. You put a loose tail on him. You put a poll camera on the block. You're not intruding on his constitutional rights. It's a public street, and we tail suspects all the time. They also had enough to go up on his phone and have a tracker, not as a listening device, but as a tracker to make sure he is. All within the...
Why didn't they do that?
I don't know, but that's a legitimate police
question.
Why?
This is so crazy. Why did they not keep it on? Do you remember Scott Peterson? Like, before he was charged with anything, he was a person of interest, and they followed him all the time. Like, oh, there's Scott Peterson going to the grocery store. There he is getting in his car in his driveway. It is absolutely bizarre, and I think there's a lot of questions to be answered by his parents as well in terms of what they knew and didn't know about what was going on.
See you at 3, Martha.
See you at 3.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win 7 World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number 7 with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Frost. Former President Trump returned to the campaign trail Saturday, holding a rally at the Georgia National Fairgrounds in Perry.
Each and every one of us here tonight must do everything we can to save America. We're talking about saving, remember? We had Make America Great Again. Then I said, oh, boy, now we have to do it again because what they've done So we had Make America Great Again, again.
Mr. Trump's comments courtesy of C-SPAN. He was joined by former football star Herschel Walker. He was running for the Senate in the state. Democrats have pushed a $3.5 trillion 10-year bill strengthening social safety net and climate programs through the House Budget Committee. The Dear Party Line vote came during an unusual Saturday meeting. Federal judges are blocking an executive order by Tennessee's Republican governor that allows families to opt out of school mask mandates.
Governor Bill Lee issued the order in August, with Republican lawmakers demanding a special session of the Tennessee General Assembly so they could put a halt to school mask mandate. Many students have been attending classes without masks since. In separate decisions Friday, judges blocked the order in Williamson County, just south of Nashville, and Knox County, which includes Knoxville. A week ago, a third judge banned Lee's order. I'm Ben Thomas.
At least three people were killed Saturday afternoon when an Amtrak train that runs between Seattle and Chicago derailed in north-central Montana. An official with the Liberty County Sheriff's Office said three people died in the derailment. Authorities say a North Florida sheriff's deputy who was recently shot twice during a traffic stop is not going to survive. Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper said Saturday the doctors did their best to save 29-year-old Deputy Joshua Moyers, but there's nothing else they could do. CBS employees have been receiving woke training, telling them to understand their privilege and to hire based on diversity. CBS employees have also been instructed to hold each other accountable for non-inclusive behaviors. This is townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
CAL FIRE spokesman Scott Ross says he was out on the front lines of the Fawn Fire the first few days, and it was bad.
It was really active. I would, you know, almost call it extreme fire behavior. It was wind-driven, north wind-driven, very extreme at times. And we were very fortunate to have all the aircraft and equipment that we ordered, we were able to get. This time of year, that's kind of rare.
Ross says the Fawn Fire destroyed 100 structures and could do more damage.
Structures threatened is a total of 9,000, and that is just anything that is in the projected path around that fire or within that fire area.
Firefighters working in steep, drought-stricken terrain hope calmer weather over the next few days will help in the battle. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. British government changed their minds about visa rules for truck drivers as the queues at the petrol pumps pile up.
Impatience at the petrol pumps as drivers wait in increasingly long queues to fill their tanks. One motorist has had enough.
Look at my tank. I don't fill up usually, I leave it. But look at that, it's empty. How am I going to get to work?
The truck driver shortage around Britain has had a knock-on effect at petrol stations, causing the British government to do a U-turn on its previous policy and ease visa rules for truck drivers. Whilst the welcome relief, government officials are warning the new measures will only be temporary. The haulage industry in the UK is short on workers due to many factors, including the pandemic and an ageing workforce and Brexit. Post-Brexit immigration rules means EU citizens can no longer live and work visa-free in Britain, as they could when the UK was a member of the trade bloc. Karen Chamas, London.
More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Father Rinaldi's foundation is located in Shasta and is the remains of a Catholic church that was never built. Father Rinaldi was a Catholic priest who was sent to Shasta in 1855. He had big dreams, and he was determined to build a church that would surpass any other building in the Gold Country. Plans called for a basilica to have the walls of cut stone copied after the architecture of the great Italian Renaissance buildings. He began raising money through donations. The ground was broke for the basilica in 1856, and in 1857 the cornerstone was laid by Archbishop Joseph Alamy of San Francisco. During that same year, the foundation was built. But soon after, Rinaldi was transferred to another church. The foundation is located at the corner of Crocker Alley and Red Bluff Street in Shasta. It's privately owned and is not part of the Shasta State Historic Park. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
The Fox News radio studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. Got a lot of plates in the air looking at some of these horrible poll numbers for the President of the United States with a very compliant media. And with so many people, Democrats, in and around this country, I never thought he would fall so quick, so much, and he is. We'll discuss all of that. We have Chris Wallace standing by and Jonathan Turley at the bottom of the hour. One of those guys went to law school. Pete, could you find out which one? You'll get on that? Great. Last night, I had a chance to... Michael Murphy had a big benefit. There's going to be a SEAL museum, and there's a SEAL foundation, and Michael Murphy, a legendary SEAL. He was depicted well in Lone Survivor. I was able to be there, so I cannot wait to talk to Chris about that because he's got his great book out, which is selling like crazy, called Countdown Bin Laden. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
President Biden's job approval nationally has slipped 6 percentage points in a new Gallup survey to 43%. The argument from progressives is if they don't pass the agenda, Democrats will likely lose the House majority, putting moderate Democrats in a very awkward spot.
Yes, Mike Emanuel doing his best newscaster voice. It took an extra year, but Donald Trump's now outpolling Joe Biden on pure performance. The numbers show the worst may be yet to come for the panicked, fractured Democrats.
Number two.
You're going to lose these 20-year or close to 20-year veterans with this institutional knowledge because of this. If you look up the definition of herd immunity, you're going to read about vaccines alongside natural immunity. So I think there should be exemptions for that.
Well, that was Scott Taylor, former Navy SEAL and congressman, not doing it. That's what so many in the military and in medicine and in the black community are saying when it comes to vax mandates. We'll discuss it.
Number one.
On September 8th, there were roughly 900 Haitians that were scheduled to be on airplanes to go back to Haiti. And the Biden administration canceled those flights. They said, we're not going to deport you. You can stay here. You can remain in America. The word went out that the Biden administration is not going to enforce the law. And if you're from Haiti, come to Del Rio because that means you get to stay.
That is a little of the breakdown that Ted Cruz did because he's been all over this border issue being a Texas senator. Lied. That's what the DHS did when they told us the Haitian illegals were being sent back to Haiti, when in fact they're being released into the U.S. Thousands remain in squalor under the bridge, about 5,000, while Dems prefer to focus on the methods of Border Patrol on horseback. The whole thing is shameful. With me right now, Chris Wallace. Hey, Chris.
Again. No introduction? What the heck has happened here?
How's that?
Well, you know, it was kind of funny last week, but, you know, you used to have a production open. Okay, all right, I guess this is it. You cut back, and I think it was when they turned on you. I think when your own staff used to mock you in the open that you've just said, enough with those. All right, let's talk seriously here.
All right, so first off, let's talk about the border.
Right, it's a mess, and the administration's handling of it has been a mess, and you know it just one mistake after another they pile on, whether it's the pulling out of Afghanistan, the disrespect we showed to the French, you know, the foreign policy president messing that up, the situation at the border. I understand there have been more than a million apprehensions over the course of the last year or since Biden came in this year, I guess. So this is relatively small, but there are certain events and certain images that galvanize people's minds. And I have to say, seeing that flood of Haitians coming across the dam, and then 15,000 of them all massed in one place under this bridge. And then they said, well, we're going to deport them. And yes, there started being plane flights in the last couple of days, maybe not originally, in early September. And then it turns out, we find out yesterday, no, but also thousands are being released into the country with an NTA, a notice to appear, which is barely worth the paper that it's written on. This is a mess.
It is. And a couple of things, just on the ambassador to France. France is called their ambassador. And just so people know, nuclear subs, it turns out they were commissioned in 2016 to be built by French, by the Australians, were paying the money. And then the U.S. came in and said, they decided, the U.K. kind of brokered this, we're going to go with more expensive, more sophisticated nuclear subs. So France, you're out. They didn't even tell them. They found out through news reports. And they recalled their ambassador to Australia as well as the U.S. And on a minor note, when it came to these vaccines, if you're vaccinated, you can now come to this country. Boris Johnson was coming to the White House. They could have made that announcement together. Instead, Boris Johnson says, I expect the president to reverse himself or allow that. And they say, excuse me, Prime Minister, he's already reversed himself. He did this morning. They never even told him. There's a miscommunication with the most experienced people that we've had. I don't get it. The easy stuff, they're blowing up.
No, I can't. You know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are entertained when you and I disagree about things.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you just said.
The other thing is, I have to give credit to our drone team. They're not out there trying to drudge up a story that doesn't exist. They exposed a story that the administration didn't want to expose, and now the rest of these other news agencies are forced to go down and see the chaos under that bridge. But you know what they're focusing on, Chris? They're focusing on the Border Patrol on horseback, and they're saying this is racist, and Maxine Waters saying this is worse than slavery. I believe they're missing the story, and has anyone offered or anyone ridden a horse before or talked to somebody who's ever policed on a horse before? Those are the length of the reins they use.
Well, I'm going to disagree a little bit in the sense that I do also watch some of the mainstream networks, in addition to Fox, and they are focusing on the mess at the border. You know, I don't know, honestly, how bad, how serious, how over the line the horse thing is. It certainly didn't look good, but I agree, it's not the major story. The major story is that we have just opened this huge hole. You know, people who were desperate to get into this country are going to find the holes and the vulnerabilities. And you not only have 15,000 who were until early this week under the bridge in Del Rio, but you have these reports of thousands, tens of thousands of more people who basically think that they're going to get a hall pass to come through the border. That's a really bad scene. I mean, you can't have, I mean, I don't want to sound like Donald Trump, but you can't have a country if you don't have any control over your borders.
A lot of people think you sound so much like Donald Trump all the time. They're always saying that.
I know that.
Is that who hosts Fox News Sunday, Donald Trump or Chris Wallace? I don't know who it is. But
not much difference.
I want you to hear Secretary Mayorkas spar with Congressman Jimenez on an issue we know that he's being disingenuous on, at least I do. Cut three.
Of the 1.5 million people that we've apprehended, how many people have been returned? How many people are being detained? And how many people have been dispersed?
I would be pleased to provide you with specific data subsequent to this hearing, Congressman.
Well, sir, yesterday you were asked exactly the same question and you gave exactly the same answer. You'd think you'd be a little bit better prepared now that you've been asked that question, that now maybe somebody else is going to ask you the same question. You don't have that information?
Oh, Congressman, let me share something with you quite clearly. I work 18 hours a day. Okay, so when I returned from yesterday's hearing, I actually focused on mission. We will get that data both to the senator who posed it yesterday and to you, Congressman, today.
1.2 million fiscal year came across the border. That's without the gotaways. How easy is it, Chris, for him to get the data?
You know, I got to say, and I'm sure some of your listeners say, what the heck has gotten into Chris Wallace? That answer by Mayorkas ticked me off. You know, when Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, asked it the day before in the Senate, look, it should have been information Mayorkas had, but, you know, he didn't. That's fine. But for him to come back the next day and say, well, I was too busy to get it, all he had to do was say to his chief of staff, hey, look, I'm probably going to be asked this question in the House hearing tomorrow. Get the information. That is all he had to do. That would have taken 15 seconds, and they would have come back with the number. They didn't want to put out the number. In fact, the next day, he was asked about, rather, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, was asked about it at the White House, and she said, we'll have that number for you by this afternoon. I think that was yesterday or the day before. Guess what? They still haven't come out with a number. It's there is no excuse, and the idea, I'm too busy to get it for you, is about as bad as the dog ate my homework.
Absolutely. So, Chris, last night I was at Michael Murphy's Foundation. His dad's starting a Navy SEAL museum, and the other half is going to be mentorship. And Marcus Luttrell was there, and a lot of Gold Star moms, including Officer Dietz, that also went down in the Lone Survivor flight that everybody knows about. They know the movie. They know Mark Wahlberg and everything like that. Have you noticed the SEAL community embracing your story? Because one of the people who spoke via satellite was Admiral McRaven.
Yeah, they honestly, and I'm so proud of it. You're talking about Countdown Bin Laden,
yep,
which for the second week in a row is the number two book in the New York Times
nice
bestseller list. And McRaven read the book finally and sent me an email, and all I can say is I treasure it. I'm not going to quote him because it was a private conversation, but he was really pleased with the book. I know that Rob O'Neill, the man who actually killed Bin Laden, loves the book. Look, these guys are American heroes. We need these people who go places we would never dream of going, and they go to protect us. And, you know, like the line in A Few Good Men, we need people like that walking the point. You know, they make this country safer, and I just have the utmost respect for the SEALs and all the other special operators.
So now we have a situation where a lawyer representing Navy SEALs came forward, by the way, and a lot of these Navy SEALs do not want to get the vaccination. You know, we've put about $500,000 into them to train them, let alone the great people that they are. We ask them to do the most dangerous missions, and a lot of them are choosing to get out rather than do it. I want you to hear what Scott Taylor said he's finding. He's a former Navy SEAL. Cut 27.
When you hear the number hundreds of Navy SEALs, this is devastating. You have to understand that on a typical year, we're very lucky if we net positive just a couple SEALs, meaning those who retire or get out, as opposed to those who make it through training, which obviously is a very high attrition rate. You can't simply mass produce Navy SEALs. You can't mass produce pilots either, right? So when you hear that number, if it's just tens of folks that are leaving, we have a problem. If it's hundreds, this is devastating to our force. It's devastating to our
And athletes. That's what we're finding. We saw another of a lawyer for a group of Navy SEALs that says his name is David Younts. He was on with Tucker, military defense lawyer. They're not taking it, and they need more time to look at it. Rather than being forced to take an inoculation, they're quitting. What's your reaction to that? Because I also talked to someone last night who runs about five hospitals, and they are losing nurses and some doctors who also refuse to get vaccinated.
You know, it's a tough one. And obviously, you don't want to do anything to lose Navy SEALs. You don't want to do anything to lose nurses. You don't want to do anything to lose anybody in the military. On the other hand, there are vaccinations. There are mandatory vaccinations that people in the military have to take and routinely take. And, you know, you talk about unit cohesion. What if, I mean, it's not an easy one. Don't just, you know, you can't say, well, that's a no-brainer. What if somebody in the SEALs, SEAL Team 6, suddenly got COVID? Are you going to now have to quarantine him? And what are you going to do to the rest of the people? That can have real operational impact. So, honestly, I don't have an answer to it, but I don't think that the idea that there are certain organizations where people have to take the, you know, look, if I were in a hospital and I'm being treated in a hospital, I don't have COVID, I'm in being treated for whatever, and it turns out that I'm as a person in my 70s by somebody who's decided they're not going to take the vaccine, that would bother me. I don't think it's an unreasonable thing in a hospital to say nurses have to have the vaccine.
They have an N95 mask. I'm telling you it because I just had this conversation. They have the N95 masks. A lot of them have natural immunity already. So that's the issue. And the question is this. Do you agree with the president's approach of, I'm losing my patience with you? The military gets vaccinated, medical workers get vaccinated, and if you have more than 100 people, they all have to be vaccinated. Do you agree with that approach?
Look, I mean, we at Fox, I mean, let's just bring it home and be real about it. At Fox, we have a policy that you either are vaccinated or you have to have a test every week. So yep. There is a soft mandate at Fox, and the vast majority of people at Fox are vaccinated.
But they don't get fired if they don't.
No, they have to take a test every week, though, and which I think is right. I don't know. You know, I know how you feel about vaccinations. I feel differently, and maybe it's because I'm older than you are and therefore more vulnerable. But I kind of feel that I'm not going to denigrate the idea of vaccination mandates.
Well, you know, I got vaccinated, just for the record. I wasn't even hesitant, but I went to my own research. Yeah,
I understand that. But look, you know, what if people were to say polio, or if people were to say measles or mumps? There are a lot of vaccinations here, and I went to school in New York in the 1950s, public school, PS6 in New York. We had to get vaccinations, and if you didn't, you couldn't go to school. Nobody thought that was an oppression or an abridgment of our freedom of our personal liberties. I'm just not offended by it.
Right. They feel like this is brand new, and they haven't done enough research. But I think
You can't have it both ways, where you're going to praise Donald Trump for having gotten the vaccine so fast, and then say, well, wait a minute, he got it so fast. I mean, either it's safe and effective and has been vetted by the CDC and the FDA, and it's a tremendous triumph, as I believe it is, Operation Warp Speed for Donald Trump. Then you can't say, well, yeah, but it's so fast that we don't necessarily trust it.
Right. I think that if you're doing it because Joe Biden told you to or Donald Trump told you to, I think you're off. That loses the argument anyway. It should be what your doctor says. Chris Wallace, thanks so much. We're going to watch Fox News Sunday.
Hey, you know what? We did get through about 18 of the 20 minutes in complete agreement. I think that's a new world record.
I think so, too. America's a better place because of it, and a better country.
It is indeed.
Pick up Countdown Bin Laden and make it number one. Chris, thank you.
God bless you.
Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And paid for by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-4932. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-674-4932. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-4932. That's 800-674-4932.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man who finally found his long-lost dog in a pretty awesome way makes today's Dean's List. Dwight Gary lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and was watching television when the local news team showed a photo of a dog that was available for adoption. The report began, "Meet Mason." Dwight says he took one look at the rescue dog and said, "That's not Mason. That's most definitely Payday." Dwight says he recognized the distinctive underbite of his little black puppy, Payday, who had gone missing from their yard more than 2 years ago after being frightened by fireworks. He contacted the news desk of his local news channel, which regularly features pet adoptions for the Wisconsin Humane Society. The coincidence led to a doggy tale ending when Payday was reunited with his family and immediately recognized them upon their arrival. And that's one of the best Doggy Dean's Lists we've ever had. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nathan Sawaya, a consulting producer and artist in residence on Fox's Lego Masters. Lego Masters returns all new Tuesday with the remaining five duos tasked with taking on a land and sea challenge. They'll split up to start their builds, imaginative land and sea creatures. Then they'll team up to find out how their creations work together. Challenge producers work hard to come up with ideas for the contestants and even test out the challenges.
We just try and brainstorm ideas that are really going to be something that the audience hasn't seen before, that the contestants haven't probably prepared for. We don't want it to be too easy. We really want it to be a big challenge for them.
And look closely at the screen. There's a lot of Lego in the detail.
I think the really interesting thing is the audience might not realize that a lot of things on the set are built out of Lego.
As for what's coming up, the builds just keep getting bigger as the final teams vie for that grand prize title.
I don't want to give too much away, but the finale is going to be great. It gets pretty exciting.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
Yeah, it's a good deploy, and the sunshield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Got a few more minutes here. Terry's listening on WSKY in Lake City, Florida. Hey, Terry.
How are you, Brian?
Okay, what's on your mind? Good.
I just wanted to follow up with Chris Wallace. I would listen to him, and I just don't understand how he can be pro-vaccine but then support the Constitution. He's okay with our rights being taken away with the vaccine, but then supports everything else with the Constitution. And my other issue is I just don't like how the government's going about this. I mean, I serve my country, and I'm about vaccines, but let the person do their own education like you do and then choose to get it. Don't force us to do it.
I never feel comfortable. I remember I had the eye surgery. I had the laser surgery. I did it on camera. And people kept saying to me, what do you think? Should I get it? I go, I don't know. I don't want to be responsible if it goes wrong. Brian told me to get it. I'm not a doctor or a laser surgeon. I'm not going to tell you to go get a vaccine. And if you're one of the people that got to get that swollen heart or fluid on the heart, that's my responsibility. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I don't think you should want me to do it. Thanks so much for the call. Hey, by the way, I will hope to see you when I'm in these following cities talking about the President and Freedom Fighter, my new book coming out November 2nd. Charleston, West Virginia, I want to see you there November 7th. December 3rd in Ponte Vedra, Florida. WOKV listeners, I'll see you there. WDBO listeners, November 21st, come out and see me in Clearwater, Florida, December 4th. So all of you out there, go to BrianKilmeade.com, get tickets so I can see you in person.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted the sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
The Sam did it for me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. An Indiana man is facing multiple charges, including the murder of a federal agent in Terre Haute. Authorities say Shane Meehan shot and killed police detective and FBI task force member Greg Ferency at the federal building in the city. Meehan likely won't be executed for the crime following the announcement that the U.S. Department of Justice is instituting a moratorium on the death penalty for federal inmates. The policy is a reversal from the Trump era Justice Department. 13 federal inmates were executed in 2020 and 2021. Biden officials are weighing how to handle the pending Supreme Court case over convicted Boston bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who may still receive the death penalty. The administration favors lethal injection in that case, but is facing pressure to reverse course. At the Justice Department, David Spunt, Fox News.
that makes you think.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It confirms what I knew to be true, which is something bigger than what happened to me. It really points to the fact that we have a situation in our country where the powerful elite, people like Hillary Clinton and those around her, the deep state, the media, they're all colluding to destroy outsiders who they deem as posing a threat to their power. So essentially what they do is they create this dictatorship where those who are outsiders, those who put country first, those who are not afraid to challenge the establishment and those who don't toe the line, they do all they can to silence and censor and eliminate these outsiders that they deem pose a threat to their power.
That is Tulsi Gabbard talking about how she was amongst leadership on the Democratic side. She went on the wrong side of Hillary Clinton by telling the truth about about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And then she feels as though she was marginalized and attacked by what she says a left-wing, basically almost like a militia. Donald Trump and the Russia hoax, does that play into it? We're going to talk about that right now with Jonathan Turley, law professor, George Washington University, Fox News contributor. Jonathan, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So, Jonathan, people looked at the Michael Sussman story and his indictment and saying, wow, I thought there'd be a bigger name than that. Do you think this 27-page indictment matters? And does it play into what Tulsi Gabbard's saying?
It certainly does matter. And Sussman's not a small figure. He was one of the key lawyers representing the Clinton campaign. He was the co-partner of the general counsel of the Clinton campaign. But what's most significant about the indictment is not the charge. This is a standard charge we see in Washington scandals, lying to federal investigators. Mueller used this over and over again. And the media never, denounced it as some minor tangential charge. They all said, well, this is what prosecutors do. And now they're saying the exact opposite. They're saying, well, is this all you've got? Well, there is a lot in this indictment. For those of us who follow this for years, the indictment contains a huge amount of new information that fills in blanks. You have to keep in mind that Perkins Coie, this man's firm, what has been repeatedly named as connected to the Steele dossier and this Alpha Bank scandal. And during the election, the Clinton campaign repeatedly lied and said that they did not have a role in the Steele dossier. That includes one meeting with Congress where Mark Elias, the general counsel, sat next to John Podesta, who was the chair of the campaign, and Podesta expressly denied any connection to the Steele dossier. Mark Elias was funding the Steele dossier through the law firm. Then it turns out now with this indictment that Sussman also was hiding the connection to the Clinton campaign. Now, the key about this is that the Alpha Bank scandal was always the ultimate of sort of tinfoil hat conspiracies. I mean, this was just a bizarre claim that there was a server in this hidden link that connected the Kremlin to the Trump campaign. What John Durham, the special counsel, revealed in this indictment is that even when they were researching this, the researchers said, there's nothing here, and people are basically going to make fun of us. One of them said, if we release this, they'll get a look at our, quote, bag of tricks. But they were told, we're just looking for a good narrative. Just give us enough for a good narrative. And they ran with it. So what happened next in the indictment, at least what the indictment described? They said that once these researchers were sort of overruled, Sussman goes to the same insiders in the FBI and says, you need to investigate this, but he hides his connection to the Clinton campaign, according to the indictment. Then almost immediately, Hillary Clinton herself comes out and says, wow, there is this hidden server, this connection with the Kremlin. And Sullivan, the current national security advisor, comes out and says, here's that key link. and a reporter who was sort of nurtured in all of this by the campaign runs an article to that effect. It was the same profile as the Steele dossier.
A couple of things. When you say bag of tricks, who are you saying that to when you said they're going to reveal our bag of tricks?
That was a statement made by someone identified only as a university researcher.
Okay.
Who said, you know, we don't really have anything to support this, and if you make this public, they're going to get a look at all of our bag of tricks.
Gotcha. Number two, when you talk about the one reporter, this is what people are referring to when they say, yeah, you need two or three sources. Dana Perino was on with me yesterday. But yeah, they are two or three from the same people. Like, you're not getting three separate sources. These sources are all involved with each other, giving you the same story from the same source, correct?
Yeah, and what's amazing here is that this reporter did something that's usually considered unbelievably unethical. He sent an early draft to, I believe it was Fusion, but to one of these players, and it then ran later. But they were telling him, you need to get this out right now. So there was this coordination. We also know that Steele first tried to get reporters to run with this information. But what's also important here in terms of filling in blanks, we just found out in October that President Obama was given a national security briefing by the head of intelligence to tell him that Hillary Clinton was going to suggest a Russian collusion narrative to draw attention away from her email scandal. That's a confirmed fact. And it was a couple of days later that the Russian investigation sort of took off.
Can I back up and just give everyone a remembrance, because this is a long time ago? In 2016... that was before the second revelation, looking through Anthony Weiner's emails, and they realized there were more emails. Comey gets word of it, and the New York office says to Comey, if you don't come public with this and admit that she's even got more emails on another laptop that belong to the State Department, we're going forward. So Comey makes that big announcement. Hillary Clinton's on a plane. So in between that, this story comes out in October that Obama knows, gets briefed on the fact that Hillary Clinton is going to look to push this Russian narrative. Go ahead.
Well, we only found out about this recently, that they had a formal briefing that, look out, Hillary Clinton's going to do this. Well, it turns out, of course, that the Steele dossier and particularly the Alpha Bank were completely without foundation. Mueller found no evidence of that collusion that he could charge anyone for. And so that's why this is so important. It's also why everyone is working so hard in Washington to stop John Durham, because this really shook Washington, this indictment, even though people are sort of downplaying it and saying, oh, it's just one charge. This indictment really gives you an insight into how scandals can be manufactured and maintained in Washington. It is a very detailed account of how all of these players used insiders in the media and the FBI to create a scandal that was needed by the campaign.
And, Jonathan, if you go back, every time Trump would have a couple of things go right, there'd be a big Russia story that would lead the whole weekend and dominate the Sunday shows. So it is scary to think that you can marginalize any candidate in any party or any person with a manufactured scandal in this case, and in a future case, using compliant people in the media that are looking to further their career or their own political agenda. And next thing you know, it's a self-perpetuating story. I'm getting big ratings. You're hurting the person you want to hurt. Your lawyers are getting paid. And next thing you know, your party, whatever that party is benefiting from it. That's a scary thing. That's not democracy.
Well, it is scary, particularly because this is a major story, right? You have the involvement of Hillary Clinton, the involvement of top FBI officials, leading lawyers in Washington, all involved in a false narrative that they knew or had to suspect was false. And yet the mainstream media is paying virtually no attention to this. The Washington Post ran a piece that said, is this all you have? And maybe you just need to quit. I mean, it's really quite scary, because this is a pretty major indictment in terms of what it says, not in terms of the count. But the Washington Post in 2019 actually ran an editorial saying to people who were telling Mueller, where's the Russian collusion indictment? Why are you just bringing these false statement indictments? And the Washington Post ran this indignant piece saying, give him time. This is how cases are built. So the level of bias here is
amazing.
Just breathtaking.
Is it even for you that has all this experience in George Washington, living there in that area, it even surprises you?
It does, because I'm still shocked that the media has lost so much of its integrity and independence. You know, and part of that is because the media has embraced this concept of advocacy journalism, that it's now okay to report stories, shape stories according to what you believe is the best outcome for the country. And this is really a representative of this. I mean, down deep, these reporters know this is a major story. It involves major actors, including the current National Security Advisor and Hillary Clinton. So by any measure, it's a major story. But they are burying it, just as they buried the Hunter Biden laptop issue scandal and all the rest of these stories.
Politico comes out yesterday and says, yeah, it looks like these are his emails. They look pretty authentic. There might be some fake emails in there, but these look pretty real. Jonathan, you talk about breathtaking. We knew this was real. He never got the question. Joe Biden barely got the question, and Donald Trump didn't do a good job during the debate making him answer the question. Are you the big guy in these emails? Are these really, forget the laptop, are these emails authentic? Can we contact, we're going to contact the person on the other end. Are they going to back that up? Did you, Mr. President, meet with Tony Bobulinski at the Los Angeles Hilton in the Beverly Hilton prior to making a speech that day? Did you, in fact, we never got any of those questions. And the reason why it matters, not because Hunter is a crackhead who likes hookers. That is a head fake. What the real story is he doing international deals with countries that could compromise his president's the son's father, who happens to be president of the United States?
Right. I mean, just consider when we go back to when this first broke. I ran a column saying that this is a major story either way, right? Either this is a computer belonging to Hunter Biden that reveals that the Biden family has been engaged in extensive influence peddling scheme, or it's fake Russian disinformation, as the Clinton and Obama intelligence people all signed a letter stating that it was. Either way, it's a major story, right? Well, the response of the media was to completely bury it. And at that time, I said, keep in mind, there's every reason to believe this is authentic, because we already knew early on that the FBI had already moved to seize the computer. And people who were recipients of the emails were confirming that they were recipients of the emails.
Yes.
So it was authenticated almost immediately. But you'll notice even with Politico and these other sort of grudgingly acknowledgments that maybe it's true, you notice they don't go the next step, that if this is true, then those other emails are likely true about Joe Biden's involvement in this influence peddling scheme, and the fact that he is the big guy being referenced in these emails.
And there's pictures. There's pictures of meeting with these people in the Ukraine and one in Mexico City. Who knows what else is out there? Lastly, the President of the United States is suing the New York Times and Mary Trump. Mary Trump took tax forms of his. 3 o'clock in the morning, gave them to the New York Times. That's how they got that extensive look into his business workings, when she had already had a settlement with the estate after the death of her dad, so, and the death of her grandfather and the president's father. From what you know on the 50,000 feet, 20,000 feet, what do you think of this suit?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing how media has responded to this as well. I don't like the lawsuit against the New York Times, because reporters get confidential information all the time. Don't go after the reporters. What's interesting is her involvement. She signed an agreement, according to the lawsuit, that these would remain under seal. And she doesn't deny giving this material to the New York Times. That would seem a very clear and obvious violation, not just of confidentiality, but a promise effectively made before the court. So people seem to be brushing over that in the media, that what, you know, you can argue that the New York Times is just being a journalist organization, but how can you sort of move beyond the fact that she clearly violated what appears to be a court seal to keep this confidential? So it'll be interesting how this plays out. I think much of it is going to drop out against the media, but her role strikes me as being a rather fruitful area for development in the litigation.
Jonathan, I've actually took three cases up with you. How much do I owe you for all three cases and the advice you gave me? Do you have a...
Well, the fact that you talked about the Chicago Bears today on the morning show is enough. We'll call ourselves even, but I didn't feel you gave the Bears enough credit, but we will see.
Well, we'll see how it turns out next time we're together. In all sports, forget this legal stuff. Jonathan Turley, thanks so much.
Thanks, bud.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Back with just you in just a moment. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's animation studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
To really understand it, you have to go back to September 8th. On September 8th, under that bridge, there were on any given day between 700 and 1,000 illegal immigrants, mostly from Haiti. And that had been the consistent flow for some time, is between 700 and 1,000 a day were crossing illegally at that point. On September 8th, there were roughly 900 Haitians that were scheduled to be on airplanes to go back to Haiti. And the Biden administration canceled those flights. They said, we're not going to deport you. You can stay here. You can remain in America. And what happened was simple. Those 900 Haitians, they pulled out their phones. And they got their phones and they called their families. They called their friends. They texted their family and friends. You had 700 people on September 8th. I was down in Del Rio 8 days later on September 16th. The day I was there, 700 people had become 10,503. It took.
And then we would have top out at 16,000. Then we find out that the administration was in trucks bringing some to Tucson, in a plane bringing some to Port-au-Prince over to Haiti. And then in other areas, bring them over to Rio in buses and some transport planes. And now we find out it was all a lie. They're all being let out. Almost all of them are being let out to the interior of the country. Then they offer a contract for people who might have in their organization Creole speakers, French speakers, who can deal with the Haitian immigration, illegal immigrants. And they bring them to, hold on to something, Gitmo. If there isn't a toxic name among Democrats, a more toxic game, I don't know what it is, Gitmo.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent, as Simone de Beauvoir said. It has never been completely human, because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight, of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago, and carrying that torch high so that it will shine in the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.